Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
phone.
Thank you.
Come on, baby mama's leave. Do you wanna see? Mike Cube. Mike Cute.
Rodney Prodigy and James Icon present What's in the Name Part 2. Saturday, November 10th in New York City. Grand prize, $1,000 for Old Way. Make us believe you're back in the 80s. Grand prize number 2, open to all legendary runway for $1,000. Other cash categories include mini grand prize, open to all streetwear for $300. As well as open to all runway, the casting call for $500, sponsored by the Mocha Center. That's Saturday, November 10th, in New York City. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150. The location, the light box. 841 Barreto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information, contact Father James Icon or Father Rodney Prodigy via Facebook. Or visit the event page for more info. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball. Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins, for $1,000. As well as Legendary Femme Queen Performance, The Queen of the Throne, for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat. As well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies, presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd, at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatsworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include the Icon Jack Mizrahi, Icon Selvin Khan, Legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror, a collection of mystery, and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, open to all foot and eye, designers from beyond the grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candyman.
They're back.
That's right, in a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall mother, Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon mother, Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary mother, Sasha Garcon, and the icon mother, Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagoween.
A kiki is a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, you may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all get cheer to your ennui.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Lock the door tight.
Let's have a kiki,
motherfucker.
I'm gonna let you have it.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Die, turn, work.
Let's have a kiki.
We're gonna serve
and work
and turn
and hunt, honey.
Okay, we're here. Apparently Mother Bridge is still on punishment, and I would be glad when they let her out of the dungeon. If you don't know who I am by now, you'll know in a minute. I am Prince Bridge, and I welcome you to the Kiki. Now, I'm going to introduce the rest of the cast, if they're all here, in no particular order, just the way I fucking feel. Mark, are you here?
I'm here.
Tiffany, are you here?
I'm here.
Was that Tiffany or was that Tevin? J-Rock, are you here?
Hey, oh, God.
J-Rock, are you here?
I'm right here.
And Corky, we know you'll never be here. And I thank you.
Ooh.
Was it safe so early on into the show? I mean, really?
Naima is out in the street doing what ladies do best. So she won't be joining us tonight, but we give her peace and blessings, Naima, whatever alleyway, doorway, hallway, trashway you go into, wrap it up.
Wrap it up, then.
Oh, Lord.
And we already off to the races with a private caller. Private caller, are you there?
My pussy.
Is it really?
Do you need the doctor?
What, she said she got fleas? What she said?
I think she said she had tics.
Something about her pussy.
Is it still attached?
Okay, next.
She said she got pus in it.
Oh, she has crust in
her. Oh, it was an open wound. So she got an open wound between her legs. Maybe I told you that 75% of people with syphilis don't know they got it. You should have wrapped it up.
There's
a lot of people giving
up.
Out that syphilis. I just heard about a case of syphilis earlier today. Good Jesus. Right
the
there, you and J-Rock in Houston.
Devin, I am in control of the switchboard. Don't hit anyone up. I'm in control, and you're not coming on. Thank you.
Why y'all giving Devin so much? Like, leave that man alone, honey.
I'm just doing what I'm told, Pumpkin. Why don't you leave that alone?
Honey, Jesus.
You know him.
You don't want to get on the show? Well,
you know him.
Sister.
You know him.
Sister.
You know Jesus. You know Jesus, Tiffany.
I ain't playing with Jesus.
Do you know him?
Yeah, I know Jesus. That bitch cuts my grass.
I know one thing. You're not going to. See, y'all can't. What is Jason? Find Jason. I need Jason Hines on the line.
Jason Bridge. Prince Bridge.
Kelly Knight was Kelly Knight last night, so today is Prince Bridge. Jason is asleep. Tonight you're dealing with Prince Bridge.
Yes,
I'm supposed to make
London. I miss London.
I'm
like,
supposed
really
to make it
London.
Motherfucking hot.
London is on a break.
I miss her.
Is she trapped in the dungeons? In the chambers?
Did I and
so,
her?
So, Tiffany, have you booked your flight?
I already booked my flight, honey. You want me to put a copy of it in the room, honey, a picture
mm-mm,
of it?
Girl, because you know how girls are. You know. Wait a minute.
Oh,
let's,
but that's
I,
the
be
thing.
Be,
that's how
be,
girls
be,
are, but I fly on my own dime. So when you
before,
see
wait,
it,
wait, wait, before, wait,
Tiffany.
Wait, Tiffany, before we go any further, I want to do, Kelly played a song last night. Tonight, I want to just do a moment of silence.
Oh, my God. Who
and I thank you.
I'm in the mood for this shit tonight. Like, for real, for real. Like, who we having a moment of silence for?
We having a moment of silence for that show we killed.
Oh, okay. I'm not getting into that with y'all tonight. No, ma'am. Y'all did not kill anybody. Sure, they said they will be back on next week, honey.
Ain't nobody coming. Ain't nobody got time for next week.
Under new management. Ownership under new management. I'm in love.
I got love under
new
management.
Y'all is dying.
Oh, what is going on? Who is flying?
What the hell is that?
I am weak.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. So we have a moment of silence for real. We in church.
Oh, my God, they playing Precious Lord.
Yes, yes. You better sing, Cassidy. You better motherfucking sing.
Okay.
So, how was everyone's weekend?
Yeah.
Well, my weekend was lovely. See, Kelly and them asked me the wrong question. They wanted to know how the ball went. That ball went perfect. They didn't ask me, like, the other stuff, like what was going on at the club Babylon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me rewind this. I don't know if y'all talked about that last night, because I'm so sorry I didn't get a chance to listen. I fell asleep. I was really tired. But what happened with that fight, honey, that was at 0.125 minutes of a clip I seen on Ballroom Throwback? What was that little scuffle about? Let's talk about that. Right.
Yes, because they did not talk about that last night.
What was that fight about in Dallas, J-Rock, since you was there?
I told y'all, y'all listening. There was less than 30-second scuffle because one guy was drunk, and he was about to jump on another guy, and there was not, like, nobody that anybody know.
Oh, no, that big boy gave that little boy a two-piece little snack and a biscuit real quick, honey. That wasn't Don't give me that, honey.
Well, no, you
can
do that in 30 seconds. You could do that in less than 30 seconds. That could be less than 30 seconds, yeah.
Thank you. It was less than 30 seconds, And that's why Tyler got ready to step out. And right when Tyler was getting ready to step out, Big Hurt came across. That's what they call him, Big Hurt. And he came across and he was hitting him.
He got hurt
said,
me.
And then the other dude said, pat, pat. And then they just, the house members rushed their house member and pushed him all the way out the door and told him to get the fuck out, and they resumed the ball.
Because the big boy, okay, so the big boy was Big Hurt, right?
Yeah, the dark one, the real, not the muscular, the one that was in the blue tank top, that is not
Big
Hurt.
Yeah,
that
got his chain. Okay. What house are they in? What house are they from?
I don't know where the blue shirt is from, but Big Hurt is Big Hurt Gotti. He knocks the kids, you know.
Well, shout out to Big Hurt Gotti.
Okay, she better
list.
Knock it off or she be on the band list.
Well, shout out to Big Hurt Gotti. When I come to Texas, I want to go for a ride.
Wait. Let me clarify something. This has nothing to do with any other Gottis anywhere. The House of Gotti in Dallas was a family before, and when ballroom came, they decided all of us was going to start walking balls and getting different categories, and they really started doing really good. So they have nothing to do with any kind of Gottis outside of Dallas.
Okay, well, we know they don't have nothing to do. We already assume that they have nothing to do with the Naughty Gotti, so thank you.
I'm just saying, I don't want nobody saying that, saying, give it to me, Jiggy Jive. They don't do the Jiggy Jive.
Okay, well,
that's
we're not
right.
Doing that, J-Rock. Oh, you so nice. Oh, my God, you get on my nerves sometimes.
Well, girl, he's been in every house. Fun. Everything he claimed, he said they're not a part of us. He a Gotti, he a Dupree, he a Ebony. I don't know what fucking house he in. God damn, J-Rock, what house are you in?
Who the fuck I said that? Baby, I am a Dupree because that is my fucking gay family.
Well,
I
have somebody I want to put on the band list after watching a particular video. I want to put Kool-Aid on the band list for fucking up that chicken.
Baby.
Kool-Aid got me crazy. He was singing to that chicken.
When Rude, I mean, now that's a fat happy bitch when you singing to your motherfucking food.
But let me tell y'all, this is what this bitch said. He said, J-Rock, I need you to get me to Rudy's now. Then I said, okay, wait a minute. We got to go through traffic and everything. He was like, fuck this traffic. I need Rudy. So everybody kept saying in the car, he kept referring back to Rudy. Finally, we get to the train track. This motherfucker rolls down the window and starts sniffing through the earth. I'm like, it's 2 seconds away. I smell it.
Oh,
my Lord.
Yes, God, my.
when we got around the corner, he had just left Big T Bazaar and got a little clothes and everything for his little nephew. And he was wrapping up all these gifts in the car. And I said, what are you doing? He said, I got to get all this out of the way so I can have my pickles, my fries, my extra seasoning, my Rudy's chicken, and a grape soda. We get to the window, and the man was counting the change. And I don't know if y'all seen that video where he had his hand up and how he was looking at the man, and he said, God damn it, fuck the change and give me my Rudy's now. And I was like, are you serious? So he said, get a 10-piece. I'm thinking he's getting some for both of us. Because somebody else in the back seat has a 4-piece.
Is this hot wings? What is Rudy's? Is it hot wings or is it fried chicken? What is it?
It's fried chicken with like this South Dallas seasoning.
So you mean to tell me Selma got a 10-piece of like a 10-piece, like thighs and legs, like
a
goddamn
full, No. A 10-piece of full wings. They was not wingettes. 10 full wings. Bitch, by the time we got to the freeway, I reached over and I said, I can get a piece. And this bitch looked like he was just going to knock me through the fucking window. He said, I only got one more piece. I ate all of this. If you thought you was getting this, no. And I was like, what the fuck? You can eat some fries. So all I ate was fries, no Rudy's. And y'all seen how he was eating it. Did he put that chicken in his mouth and fucked it clean off?
She don't play no games, okay? No games at all.
I just want to say that in the chat, to the chat room, if I'm late or anybody else on the cast is late and you don't like what we have to say or you don't want to listen, then why are you there? Well, you making a fool out of yourself. So, I mean, really, whoever you are, if you don't, you think I'm late, you think anybody else is late, you got options. And I thank you for reaching out.
Oh, girl, what did they say? Somebody said something in the chat room, we late. I can't keep up with all this.
No, he said Jason is, they said Jason is late.
Jason ain't
but Jason ain't here.
Court,
he ain't even here to, you know what, Jason is not here to defend himself, so, you know, if y'all want to give her Prince Bridge, I don't think y'all want that tonight.
And I thank you, Brother Bridge. So J-Rock, that's what you did this weekend. Tiffany, what did you do this weekend? How many 8-balls did you do, girl?
Girl, yeah, first of all, girl, don't keep trying me with the 8-balls because, for one, I told you I was in rehab, okay? And I have not did no drugs, okay? You feel me? I'm in a rehab, and I get real motherfucking testy, okay? Don't keep bringing up 8-balls in front of my face if I ain't been able to do no 8-balls. You know what I'm saying? Now, catch me at Thug Life in Houston next on the 20th. And, baby, they might have to send me to Betty Ford when I'm done. You feel me? Okay. Now, this weekend I was on no A-balls, honey. I didn't do absolutely nothing, but what did I do? I just relaxed, honey, stayed in the house and, you know, chill. Oh, did I go out this? Oh, no, I'm lying. I did go out this weekend. I went to some club that they was having some Houston people. I didn't know who these people was. I felt so embarrassed. They had some show there called ESG. You know who that is, J-Rock? Some nigga, some rapper. I don't know who he was. Everybody in the club was on
Sun.
It was some Houston people, Slang and Bang, ESG, some shit I ain't never heard from. I'm from the A, Atlanta, honey. I know about some goddamn, you know, Jeezy and shit and Future. I didn't know what the hell they were singing.
Right.
They were getting crunk. The niggas was so crunk, he elbowed me in my damn titty. I said, wait a minute, hold on now, boo. I said, that is a breath right there. She was like, you know, my bad. You know, the nigga had the music so crunk, niggas got to fighting in the club. So that was my cue to go because I was not on nothing, and I was not feeling that. And then, you know, I went home, honey, and I went to bed, and I got up Sunday, and I went to work.
Okay. I'm being told that if you're on the phone lines and you want to talk to the cast, press 1. Press 1 so that you can talk to the cast. Mark, what did you do this weekend?
This weekend I worked. Sunday I was off. I didn't do much. Just smoked a few blunts.
Hung out with the Illuminati.
Yeah, I hung out with the Illuminati. They told me, you know, that I was not making enough money, so it's time to change careers now. So, you know, I just didn't basically do nothing. And then, you know, I found out a friend passed away earlier. But, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit much, but, you know, you got to deal with a shit like that.
Right. Well, as you all know, I posted a few pictures, and Enrique posted a few pictures. I did my play this weekend, which was a success.
They said the name of the play was Butch Queen Thou Art Loose. Is that what
it's
called?
Well,
that looked like Vanjie Juice picture all day.
What'd you say?
That looked like Vanjie Juice's old picture.
Wait. No, but that picture with you with that motherfucking Shemaine Jenkins wig and that blue and this bitch,
That's what I was saying.
The fuck?
Looking like Vanjie Juice.
What the fuck? Honey, she has a Shenane bang. I kid.
So the play was really successful, and it's going to come to Baltimore. So when it comes to Baltimore, I will keep you all posted because I would love for the family to come and see and come to.
You looking at that picture, ain't you?
Yes, I am. And come and see me. Okay, private caller. PC.
Hello?
Well, yeah, she's very private, honey. Nobody knows who she is.
Okay. 410-462.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, Enrique.
Hey, I just wanted to call and congratulate Jason again.
Why does he always call in here? He know I don't use him.
Just
who
stop
is that.
That
who
man
that?
Might be your ride from BWI. You better
That's
cut it out.
No, I don't want to ride, honey, with Enrique, honey. I don't use him, honey.
Anyway, I just want to congratulate Jason on his Dom Thespian play. It was really good.
Oh, yeah, you was there.
It was lesbian, not to, short-sight him, his scene was the best scene out of the whole play. Because when he left, everybody applauded and stood up. So he kind of was the standout of the show.
Oh.
Hey, he was the one queen in the show. You know they always love the queen.
No. That play was full of queens.
Thank you, Enrique.
It was a debut of Butch Queens of D.C. It was that full of queens.
Okay.
The
Butch Queens of D.C. The real Butch Queens of D.C.
The real Butch Queens of D.C. No shade. But it was really, really good. And Tiffany, I love you down.
Eric, I'm just fucking with you, honey.
Love you down.
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah,
oh,
but he
would
did really
you.
Good. And if you guys can honestly come see it, please check it out because it was really, really. It was a little preachy. We discussed this before. It was a little preachy, but all in all, it was
no,
really good.
No, Enrique, do that one part that you ain't used because, you know, I felt the fuck out loud. I could not stop keying.
With
ooh,
the hot cock part? The hot cock?
Yes.
Okay, let me set the scene up for you. This guy comes on the stage. It's all black. He has no shirt on. He has, like, a bruised eye and a bruised thing. And he's describing out what happened, how he got raped on his birthday, and he contracted HIV. So everybody's feeling his moment, and everybody's, like, deep into it. And then he says, all of a sudden, he put spit on his hot cock, and that lost it for everybody. Everybody's like, what? Even the cousin's like, hot cock? Where did that come from?
No, y'all had to be on the phone last night. Enrique said it like 8 times. I was like, he is not letting this go.
No, because it was so distracting. I mean, after he said hot cock, everybody just lost. And everybody's like, okay, next. Next scene. We had enough of this one. If you're getting raped, you're not going to say hot cock. I'm sorry. You're just not. I don't know if anybody else on this phone can adjust to that, but I just couldn't. But again, I just want to congratulate.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
What size? Can you tell what size bra Jason wears from the audience? Because those nipples look kind of cold and
not too much of my father.
But
they did make him uber cunt because I kind of lightweight gagged when he first came on too. I was like, why they got him like that? You know what I'm saying? It was good though. He was really good. He played his part. I guess in all plays, you got to have one standout flamboyant character, and I guess Jason played that. You know what I'm saying? But it
was that's how he is in everyday life. He wasn't acting.
Oh my God!
But no, he don't wear contours like he was wearing on that stage.
Thank you.
He had these eyelashes. He had long eyelashes, and he had these.
You're kind of giving me, like, manager/agent tease tonight. Like, are you getting 15% of the play?
Calling my brother, and I'm going to stick by him. But they did carry on his makeup a little bit on that stage, just a light bit. But it was all good. It was for the character.
That makeup was carrying.
It was carrying.
Fuck that makeup.
Down to the pink lipstick and all.
Well, congratulations, Jason. I'm very happy
yes,
for you.
Yes, brother, congratulations. I got to come down. I told you yesterday, let me know in advance when they come, and then I'll try to get down there to see it.
I will let you all know we're in the talks of doing it again very, very soon.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
thank you, Madea, now.
All right, guys. You can put me back on hold. I just wanted to give a big congrats.
Thank
it.
You, Enrique.
You're welcome.
So, since we're about 2 weeks away from Gagawin.
God.
The hotels have been put out. If you're an official ballroom group, you know where the hotels are. Okay, I'm being told we have another caller. Caller, are you there? Oh, God, it's that person. I refuse to talk
hello,
to...
Hello, Jason? Jason?
Yes, Bubba Gump.
Jason, you're a faggot, bitch. Why would you post my number in the ballroom scene? What the fuck is wrong with you? I needed anybody
first
to call
of all,
my phone
Gump,
and my
wait
phone
a minute, wait a minute. First of all, Bubba Gump, let me explain something to you. Let me explain something to you, Mr. Bubba Gump.
than your lady, your baby, your bestie,
you know,
bitch.
I am being told that I would go to hell for arguing with. I was being told I was going to go to hell for arguing with a retard. So I am not going to argue with you. I will not only put your phone number in the chat room, I will put your phone number on every bathroom billboard that I see. Now, Kelly's already told you that she's going to pay for you to come to Gag Away. So when you get to Gag Away, if you have anything to say, you can say it at Gag Away. But in
Trayvon, this is not how this is gonna work. If you're gonna speak,
Kelly,
and you listen,
Kelly,
hold on,
Kelly,
Trayvon,
listen, hold on.
I'm talking.
That's rude.
I'm talking. If this is how this is gonna work, right? You're gonna talk, and then you're gonna let them talk. You can't talk over each other, cause no one's never going to hear what you have to say. Okay?
Right.
Okay,
but I need to hear this.
Okay, so I told you last night the two people that you need to address tonight should be Jason and Tiffany because they run the show tonight. So you gotta, once you speak and you done speaking, then you let one of them say something.
Mother, we need you. Last season was all about hoes. This season is for the. Tell it to me.
Move over, my.
Give it to me.
Cause I'm going faster.
My ass is my ass. And my thighs control my head. Mother Bridge is in the building.
That's right. I just can't help it.
Let's go.
That was
the
body.
Hello?
Mother,
yes.
Back in the motherfucking building.
Oh, Miss London is back in the motherfucking building. What's going on, Miss London? London is back in the motherfucking building.
And Miss motherfucking Trayvon, you know, I'm up for the cause, but I don't play with retarded kids, sweetie.
What do you mean, London? I don't understand.
Bitch, you came
out of nowhere addressing me, and I don't even know who you are.
No, bitch, you came out of nowhere.
So if you want to say the actual facts, we can't do that.
Wait a minute, is this child? Is he retarded for real?
Yes, he's retarded, girl. He is a fake person.
Like I said, Jason, you're
someone,
a
just
you're
dropped
a late,
to get her off the runway.
Trayvon, first of all, when you can get more than one picture on your page, when you put more than one picture up, then you can address me. Then you need to learn how to spell my name. I know all you do is sit at home and beat the wall with that metal helmet or with that metal bowl on your head.
You know some retarded kids have the crooked hand. You can't take that much. You can't really get a good angle. I see your angles are off, Trayvon.
He do got that.
No, but you know, you guys, can we get Trayvon off the air so I can tell my little family, you know, what happened to me?
Please.
Because she's just an outsider black horse queen. No, but, I got locked.
You got locked, Mother Bridge?
I went to the same boutique that Padon went to. I went to go get the shoe, and they automatically knew we were connected because he was the only fool to get the same shoe. So he crafted them, and I got caught with all the charges, yeah. So, and I'm trying to save, you know, a little bit of money for Gagaween, but I'm hard now. I had no moans in there. And I see you guys have been keeping up with the show. You know, I love all of you.
And we love you too, London. We do. I know what happened to you.
Right, have you guys actually missed me, though? Like,
yes,
I
have.
I thought INS had got you, girl. I thought you was trying to get back over here illegally.
Oh no, I use someone else's IG in jail. It doesn't matter.
Ah, okay.
Well, I have a question. I have a question, London. I could have swore, I may be wrong, but I could have swore I heard your voice on the microphone in Dallas Saturday.
Oh, that was because I spoke with her before, before the thingy.
Ooh. Get some tea.
So you
know. So wait, there's speculation that, you know, I'm going to be voguing down at Gagoline.
Yeah, well, you better.
Oh no, don't say that, no.
You can't do your dips no more? What's going on?
Oh no, I will be in the building. You know,
uh-huh.
You know, they didn't call, you know, the teams out yet, so I'm not really going to, you know, say too much.
Okay.
Well, London, let's say, who do you think are going to be the surprise mystery femme queens?
For all the, like, name all six?
Yeah, I mean, who do you think, like, you know, you don't have to name six, just, like, who do you think is going to show up? Who do you think out of the mystery is actually going to show up out of the femme queens? To make it, you know, make it hot.
You know what really caught my eye was when Zanaya Vogue that night. I think Jack recorded it or something. So I think she's going to come out. Definitely Nyambi.
Nicole
Unizabello is going to be Nyambi's mascot slash prop.
Well, if she can get off her ad, if she can get off her transsexual Maria Long Island Lolita back page.
No, she's
going
to be a back page.
Bitch, you beat me to it. Oh,
who got the ad?
My God.
She's a rare beauty. Yeah, she's a rare beauty, all right.
Oh, you just saw that?
Oh, that woman is going to call in here.
I don't give a hot damn, honey.
Yes, the Long Island
Mother Bella. Wait a minute. Let her do call, because I want to ask her. You remember how she called in one night and she was, oh, I got my littlest carrot ring is 5 carats and I've come for money. I'm from the mafia. I'm rich. Bitch, why you got a goddamn $100 ad up on Backpage, bitch, if you're rich?
No, but Tiffany, now that you say that about the littlest ring, that's why her finger got cut off. She tried to take off her little.
Why do y'all keep talking about this? Does she got 4 fingers for real?
Yeah,
for real
she
now?
Does. Yes, she really is missing a finger.
I'm not with her.
I don't pick
on the disabled and the handicapped.
Oh, child, please. She's missing a finger. Pay it.
Well, do she?
Well, I'd rather deal with a bitch that's missing a finger than deal with Bubba Gump.
Yes, God. I could not with him. I was like, is he serious? He was like, but what you said, Jason? I was like,
Maria, are you out there? Can you put me on?
Wait, is it an open casket funeral for the A-list or closed casket?
We closed.
It was closed.
Kelly even gave her a going away answer.
Can we hear it again? I never get enough of it.
It is so scary.
Wait,
did you hear it, London?
What, the little song?
I guess they made a eulogy for her. A eulogy for it, I don't know.
But no, the little
Trayvon,
you know, the little
Bubba
character.
I'm sorry, mother.
Wait, you know, Trayvon, listen, I know Valerie very well. She lives in New Jersey, you know.
Ooh.
And I suggest you keep it cute before I contact her in my British
Ooh.
Accent and go the fuck off. I suggest you contact Tanisha, your big little sister, and have a talk with her and get
Ooh.
Her meds or something, sweetie. I dare you. Lovely.
Ooh.
London Bridge.
And who is Valerie? His mama? I hate this. Ooh. Why is
yeah,
that's
mama
that's
Valerie.
My mama name.
Is she heavy?
She cooks She cooks soufu. Valerie, I mean, Trayvon, come on the air.
Trayvon.
Oh,
okay. Can somebody post?
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. You can't know anybody in my house. You can't be my mother. So let's get that shit straight. I don't give a fuck if you're calling from London, bitch. If you want
Trayvon,
to call,
Trayvon,
if you want to
you
call anybody, if you want
Facebook,
to call Tinasia, like you said, if you want to call Valerie with your fake ass accent, you can't do that. I don't give a fuck if you be on the computer cybering. Bitch, you're thirsty. That's all the fuck you know how to do.
Is she going to block me from calling her landline?
No. Don't get me started. And like I said, if I come there, I'm going to snatch your ass off the floor and I'm going to beat your ass. So, bitch, you got me fucked up. That's what the fuck you got me,
Trayvon,
bitch.
Bitch, what the fuck does that mean just because
you call my sister in my mother's name? I don't care. Bitch, you don't know me. Like I said, if I see you and if I come there, I'm going to snatch your ass off the floor.
Valerie. Bitch, see me at Gagawing, Valerie.
What the fuck is my address, bitch? Please display all this shit over the chat line. Come on.
What the fuck
is my address?
If you be the fuck quiet, maybe I can, sweetie.
Okay, talk.
Your mother, Valerie R. Bryant, you know,
yes,
she lives
Valerie.
In Hopkins, South Carolina, you know.
Yes.
You know, have you
yes.
lived in Paterson, New Jersey before?
Yes.
Well, you weren't born, Trayvon.
No, I was born in North Carolina, but what does that have to do with it?
Oh, you just wanted me to, you know. I broke
okay,
it down
for
you.
I know.
Are you gagging? Are you gagging?
I'm from New Jersey, so what else do you have to say?
No, I just
bitch,
wanted
what
to
is my address?
You know, with everybody on the air, with all my co-hosts, just keep it very, very cute.
What do you mean? You're saying my shit on a fucking public chat line.
But don't come and attack my, you know, my little
family. I'm not attacking your co-host. First off, I
was... You know, you're threatening like you're going to beat bitches.
I didn't have shit to say to you. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Jason.
No, but, you know, seriously, you know, I had to get prepared. You said you're going to beat the girl. So if you were going to beat me, I just had to know where your mother lived.
Okay, like I say, it doesn't matter. If I come down... Thank you, like I said. But like I said, I wasn't talking to you, so you didn't have a reason to say anything.
Okay,
so,
and I can't wait.
Like
and I can't wait. And you have a lovely night, okay? And I can't wait. See ya. Hello?
Where did he come from? Where did Trayvon come from?
From the woods, the bathrooms.
We're back to the regularly scheduled programming. These bitches.
And you know, you can tell when he's talking, his neck is like moving from side to side.
He sounds like a kid. He sounds like I'm arguing with a child. I mean, like
a
little
kid.
No, he actually is. Wait, I have to see this queen.
He's like 18, 17. He might be
16. Private caller, you're on the air.
Trayvon Martin.
Wait, if you go to his page and look at his cover photo, is that the phone he's using? Come on. Trayvon, is that the phone with the dusty couch and your nasty 70s carpet?
Shag? Is it shag carpet, London?
Shag? Your hairline is all the way in London right here at my doorstep.
Nicole Unabella, you're on the air.
Oh, shit.
Chubby Cheeks, hello, you're live on the air.
You're on, thank Nicole.
You.
Nice.
Girl, get the grilled tilapia out of your mouth, honey. Let's
into her. Did you call for me?
She talking about she made grilled tilapia tonight with seafood scallop or scampi or some bullshit. I don't know. That sounds good.
That sounds cute, but I wouldn't trust it.
Ooh.
Okay, so what's the deal? You asked for me here.
Girl, everybody said we girl, we just all everybody's just admiring your ad, girl. It was in the group, girl, so we just all are looking at it and admiring your beautiful pictures on your you know,
I can't believe you got a back page.
That is fantasy.
What is that?
Wait,
I don't even know what you post
the ad, can the picture not be too big and you can't post it just too big, the picture?
No, I just clicked on the link and all the pictures came up.
Come on, get to the point because you're boring me. What's the problem? What do you need to know?
Yeah,
well, the thing about it is they want to know why you said you rich and you got a back page ad. They said you broke. What's the thing?
I never said I was rich, and I'm definitely far from broke. So what's the deal?
You know, they're trying to repurpose the Mercedes she was talking about having, so she has to sell that out.
Baby, everybody knows what I drive. I mean, yeah, I have a few cars. What, I have a Pontiac, I have a Mercedes, I have a Lexus. Why?
But the question is, did you get them
from
that page?
Wait, you have all those cars, but you posted a back page. Do you hear me?
Okay, so what does that mean?
Have a Pontiac.
Come on, she's acting dumb. Come on, is she on the same phone?
No,
girl,
I can't hear you.
She was the same one calling up here laughing, talking about, oh no, Kelly. When girl, Kelly was talking about a transsexual dream. But the one thing I can say about transsexual dream, that bitch had an Eero. The Eero started $150 just to put it up, not just $299 back page shit up. Okay, not just $299 bullshit.
Italian truly a rare beast.
She looked like Connie Wilson.
Somebody else's pictures. Oh my God.
Good.
No, but you know, Trayvon, you know, we don't want no beef, but you just be, you know, you come on like you're gonna fuck everyone up. Don't do that.
No, what the fuck is the tea with everybody calling in with the retard shit? She just went retarded for like a whole 2 minutes.
Right, you know, dumbfounded.
Then suicidal.
No, but what was that little fight? You guys, what was that little fight? I seen it.
Okay, this just came across the switch. This just came across the switchboard. How can, from Claudia Milan, how can a group of people who don't walk sit on the phone for 2 to 3 hours and read Ball Walkers?
What? Say that again.
But how can you sit on the phone for 2 hours and read the people who you're listening to?
Claudia Milan
right.
posted that in the A-list. So somebody sent that to me, that they posted that in that room that ain't been shut down yet because they don't have ownership, but that room. And, Claudia, since you're listening.
Who's talking about people ball walkers, though? What have you
I
said
guess,
about ball walkers tonight?
Because she's listening to you. I sit on the phone for 2 to 3 hours, and we talk about stuff, and we kiki, and we're having fun. Claudia, if you must know, everyone that is on this phone has walked the ball a time
right.
or two and can walk again
does.
If they choose to. So, if thanks for reaching out, you can call in.
Honey, y'all motherfucking girls is delusional. Ain't nobody walking no balls nowadays. Y'all
they,
can't
they
even stick together and
Ryan.
Stay sane. Y'all sit
they
around fighting all day. Get out of here.
Children, don't smoke that Trayvon Bryant. It'll get you.
They smoking that Trayvon Bryant shit.
Come on, Claudia. Don't make me put you on the ban list, girl.
Right, Claudia. Why would you even do something like that?
Well, I can't. I'm sorry, Miss. I'm laughing. Why did the bishop meet Seth? Why he said Nicole Bishop was, oh, my God, that's Nicole Rabella, whatever.
Yes, Claudia.
Name
that's, thank you. Thanks for the Yes, Claudia, you are part of the official ballroom, so why would you post it in the A-list room and instead of the official ballroom room?
Right.
I'm paying it, child.
So we can just get bludgeoned? No one wants to get bludgeoned.
Well, maybe it was posted in there because none of us are in there.
No, the females are in there.
Well, Naima's not on the phone, and Tiffany's the only one in there.
Alexis is in there.
Alexa's not
what
on the phone.
What happened? Where I'm supposed to be looking at? What's going on? Like, honey, I can't with these people.
Girl,
what
it's
now?
Not. It's irrelevant.
It's not that serious.
It ain't even serious. We having fun. If bitches knew how to have more fun, they wouldn't be fighting
but
in the back of the ballroom.
But I don't see when we said nothing about no ball walkers on the show tonight. So what, I mean, what?
832-790, you're on the air. 832-790.
Come on, Houston number.
Come on, Houston.
Houston, we have a problem.
Okay, 619-208.
Hi, Term. I just want to say to that Nakura feller.
Ooh.
Hunty, you're not rich, hunty. You're a girl. This ain't real girl.
That Trayvon Bryant shit ain't no joke.
Okay.
Right? So
the
girls are multiplying with that shit.
I'm not on the show tomorrow. I want some of that.
Nicole Unabella, someone sent me a question for you. They want to know what size shoe you wear.
extra large.
And is there 10 toes?
Wide.
No, they said she said she was a 13 wide.
Bitch, that's a big foot.
Gloves or mittens, sweetie?
Mm. That's a big bitch.
It is getting
and
cold.
And Nicole, I sewed some mittens while I was in jail. So I can give you some mittens
cold
for the winter, sweetie.
One glove.
You
one
made
mitten
to a four finger mitten.
No, it's the one where you don't have to put no fingers through, so she can, you know.
Oh.
But she could do one glove, one mitten.
Mm. I can't.
Oh, shit.
So is everybody
no,
ready
but
for Gagaween?
Can she be Edward Scissorhands for Halloween? No.
Well, I'm as ready as I'm going to be. I just need to know if we got a table because I don't want to gag at Gagaween.
Right, so you guys asked me, you know, my money went the fuck through. Mm-hmm. The girls are just trying to get me for my coin.
Hello? Hello, Nicole, are you there?
All right.
Hang me up for?
Say that again, mister.
I said, what the fuck you gonna hang me up for?
I didn't hang you up. And wait a minute, watch your tone,
wait,
fella. Cause
oh,
I've been,
so beastie? Why
watch
so
your
beastie
tone,
Jason,
fella.
I'm not gonna go through this with you, okay? Because I didn't got time for it. This is fucking
girl, well, if you
shit
don't have time for it, what the fuck did you call the show for?
Because
you didn't have time for it. Okay, mute her, please, because I'm not going
to
talk over a gorilla. I just feed the monkeys.
Right, this is
watch
around
your
the
tone
time the
and keep your hands on
out
the fucking car.
So I'm going to need you to not point that thumb in my face while you talking to me on this motherfucking phone, mister. I didn't send for you, I didn't ask for you, and I don't want you. But since your big, burly, chubby cheek, red, humpty hump ass is sitting over there looking like you lost your last meal and your one good goddamn friend, you better find that fucking finger, fella.
Wait, but did you mean no?
Wait a minute. So did that motherfucker put me out this ballroom group, honey? Because I sure can't post nothing. I'm trying to write something on this Claudia Milan post. And every time I try to write something, she's talking about unable to post comments.
You might have to hit refresh.
No,
678-860, you're on the air. Oh, she deleted the comment. That's why you can't say nothing on it now, because she deleted the comment.
Oh, because I was going to ask, who exactly are the ballroom walkers that we're supposed to be talking about?
I guess we, well...
You know what, though, for real, y'all? I'm about to really slow up. It's so funny. Like, my mother the other day, you know what she called me?
You know what she called me? She called me Mother Mess. No, Mother Mess. She said I was Mother Messy. Yes, indeed you have. She said, you want to sit up and be Mother Messy every day? That's all you know for, your Mother Mess, which I don't think I'm a messy person. You know what
I don't
saying?
Think you're
I
a messy
I'm a
person.
And
no,
so,
Tiff, you're very, very, you're very messy.
Oh, Lord.
Am I wondering, what did I do?
Girl, you the cause of it all.
Honey, oh, God. Oh, well,
there ain't
oh, well, Chanel.
Been a bitch to say that's my ass.
I'm concerned for you, Tiffany.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, well, Chanel, honey.
Speaking
oh,
of that, I'm putting up, speaking of Chanel, I'm putting a package together for RR. Does anybody have
right.
anything? What?
What's the thing about that?
Does anybody have anything they want to add?
Girl, not too much, honey, for my founding father, honey. Not too much now.
Wait, so Jason, I'm gonna send you a smoke-free. I'm gonna send you a smoke-free sign so you can throw it in the basket.
Okay.
I'm lost. Okay.
Where's RR?
Lord, I'm hanging up.
Me too. Cause
No, but I miss RR in he's in Jamaica right now chilling.
With the coconuts.
Right, with the coca cunts.
Miss Misty Lake in the blog room.
Ooh, Jason, you sounded a little like Naima for a little bit.
Miss Misty Lake in the ballroom, send me a friend request, because, girl, I am tired of you crying about this private group, and I'm going to put you in there just cause, so I can,
oh.
so you can stop crying, okay? So hit me up on Facebook in a private
what
box
private
and let me know
you
who
you put in Misty Lake in.
Child.
Who?
I'm going to put her in the group.
Who? What group?
She's the key.
The Key group.
Who getting in there?
The Key group. That's the new group I just started just for the girls in the chat room. The Key group, girl.
Oh,
I thought she was getting
in
something else. I'm
about to
say, honey, everybody can't get in there.
So, like, put PG-13 in a cover photo.
So,
oh,
what?
Lord, they shoot him.
Ooh, oh, Lord, it's a fire.
What's going on?
So
London, are you coming to Houston? Are you coming to Houston for Doug Life?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what y'all think about the band list?
It's a joke.
Wait, the band list, has it started yet?
Yeah, it's in effect right now.
Fuck me.
Who's on it?
Nobody's on it yet, but it's in effect.
Well, I got another list. I want to, so I'm in this West Coast group, and somebody posted a question about licking ass to get to the top. Y'all know anybody that licked ass to get to the top?
Honey,
I know people who's gotten their ass licked.
I'm like,
what
the
hell? J-Rock, we only got 2 hours left now. Come on, we ain't got enough time for all of that to be naming names and stuff now.
Switchboard,
oh, wow.
Somebody hit me
many?
Up saying you hung up on them. Well, if we hung up on you, call back, mister.
Hi.
Hit me in my inbox.
Oh, so that many people leaked ass. Wow. I can't believe shit. That means I can't believe shit people play in the ballroom.
You should
you
not
do.
Believe everything you hear in the ballroom, J-Rock.
You ain't supposed to believe everything you hear anyway.
You got bitches in the ballroom saying they billionaires.
Everything. I said I can't believe shit. I didn't say everything.
Yeah, I wouldn't
so
believe it.
So, let's
believe.
Talk about this. Have y'all been seeing this picture? It's a picture been going around in all the groups. Well, you know, J-Rock, you was there in Dallas this past weekend at this lipstick ball. Anyway, it's this one particular picture. I do not know this man, so I'm just speaking on what I've seen. I'm not hating on him. It's this picture of this man. I don't know what the category was, but he was in some red little trunk. I don't know, was it Butch Queen body? It was something. But basically, everybody that put this picture up
was basically saying it's not body. His stomach was pudgy in the middle. He had big arms. He has a flat ass. He had no legs. And his name is Hollis. Now, he's from the West Coast.
Right.
Do you know who I'm talking about, J-Rock? I don't know this man. I don't even know what house he's in, man, honey.
That was like
Hollis.
That was an afterbirth belly.
Oh, you seen it, honey?
Yeah, it was like an afterbirth, like he just gave birth and came to the pool.
I have not seen this picture. Oh, my God. Where is it?
It was in the
birth belly.
It was in the West Coast. It's been in all the groups, honey.
I don't go in that room that often, so I wouldn't see it.
Isn't
but, honey,
it
I'm glad I didn't see it.
It was an official ballroom group. It was an official ballroom group. I want to say he a garçon, but I'm not for sure.
You talking about
how
the phone?
They said it looked like he ate a full-course meal before walking.
Okay.
Yes, honey, you got it word for word. You know word for word what they said. Yes, that's what they said.
Okay, Trayvon, if you come on this phone and you start with that crap, we going to mute you. Now,
right,
what do you want?
I'm here trying it. I get one of my girlfriends
Excuse
to push your wheelchair down the stairs.
First off, London.
Wait a minute. See, you already starting off wrong. You already starting off wrong.
I'm not even trying to be mean about it.
No,
first
y'all,
off,
give him. Hold
London.
On, hold on, Trayvon. Give him a moment. I told him to call
yes.
back in.
Thank you.
To call back in, and I told him to talk nice and talk respectfully.
Okay.
And I thank
because
you.
Because
keep coming
because
from
anyone
out
pop you. So anyway, like I said, London, what you were saying, that was kind of messed up. I mean, how do you know so much about me and I don't know shit about you?
Oh, my God.
No, but Trayvon, it was actually...
No,
you know,
that wasn't funny
it.
At all, bitch. If I wanted to know... No,
said,
that
bitch.
Wasn't funny.
But if you, you know, if you actually... You can't
I
take
know,
the heat. You were like
them,
a quick caller... You know, fucking with the host, fucking with everyone. You know, you had to get got. Someone had to get you some type of way. And I'm just that bitch that could do it, and I did it. So if you're mad about the situation, I'm not going to apologize for something I meant to do. So, yeah, you're just going
okay,
to have to be mad
on.
About
have,
it. And
wait,
if we
hold
can
up.
Get past it, we
hold
can get past
up. No, London, we can get past that.
Trayvon, are you a top or a bottom?
Oh, my God.
I'm dead.
Oh, shit. He seems like a verbal bottom.
Hold on, I'm
a bottom.
Hold on, I'm a bottom. Because I was yelling and I was waking up the baby. So, London,
what
you said, that shit was fucked up. I mean, if I went on the computer and searched for your ass and put all your shit on the, and I put all your shit
do
on the fucking chat line,
do it.
How would you feel?
No, I would actually sit here and give you your
call. If I went and backtracked your history and put all your shit on the chat line, how would you feel?
No, but you can do that, like the chat line though.
I can,
but,
yeah, I can. I say, if I did, how would you feel?
I would just fuck you up.
You don't care? So what the fuck, so why the fuck are you here? I mean, what the fuck are you trying to promote?
Oh, my
just,
God, this is the same question he asked
you're
Kelly
reckless,
last
you're
night.
Reckless. You're reckless on a fucking internet chat show. That's what the fuck you are.
And yes, I am. I'm London Bridge, a character.
Yeah, yes, you're reckless.
Right. Do they even allow you to listen to this in your classroom?
Why are you trying to call me a child?
How old? I mean, you sound. Oh, honey.
He never. Tiffany, did he answer your question about being a top or a bottom?
I just don't understand. I mean,
right.
it doesn't matter the way I talk or sound.
The CEO and founder of the House of Couture. The only bitch to throw a ball and give out tons and tons of cash. Need I mention? She's icon and lovely darling.
Is it?
Jasmine Couture.
Hello, everyone. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Jasmine.
Hello, CEO.
Hey, Jasmine. I need everybody to be really quiet for 1 second. Hello, Trayvon. How are you?
I mean, why should we talk now?
Okay.
All you gonna do is keep muting me, and I don't have nothing to say after that. I mean, if you don't want to talk to me, then stop unmuting me. I mean, okay. Me, it doesn't matter what you say. I don't care what you say. Like I said, London, you're reckless, and I don't like you. If you,
okay,
you
Trayvon,
post, you can say, oh.
That's why we keep muting you, Trayvon, because you keep talking. Shut the
fuck
up for a second and listen. The bottom line is, yesterday you were threatening to beat people up with bats at my motherfucking ball. Today you're calling here threatening Jason. The bottom line is, we know who you are, so in case anything goes down, you'll be got. So just remember that. So enough of you calling into the radio show, attacking every 5 minutes. Yes, we know who you are. You are a non-factor in the ballroom scene, but yet you're threatening to beat people up at balls.
That's why she's a key CEO.
Exactly. She's a key. But the bottom line is, we're just showing you that we know who you are, we know where you're at, so leave it alone. If money gets hurt at my ball and beat with a bat and all the rest of that stuff, and you think you're going to get away with it, we know who you are, so leave it alone, okay? Stop calling in. And for the other people that are in the A-list or whatever that don't like the people that are on the radio show, it's very simple. Click end call. Hang up. Don't listen. Enough is enough of the bullshit. Everybody's always attacking everyone and has so much negative to say, but yet you guys have 347-215-6820 on your C dial. And it's enough of the bullshit already. Everybody's attacking everybody on here. Everybody's threatening, and there's just so much bullshit.
But
so
you know, maybe some other people just dialed that number for the A-list show.
Whatever. Anyway, everyone, hello. Thank you for tuning in to London Tea Party on Tuesday night. For all the people that appreciate the show and that are a part of the show, hello.
And I'm back. No, welcome back. You just go straight into
and,
the meeting.
And when you, honey, you sat there and said somebody got you. For your money or whatever.
That's my coin.
Guys,
what the hell?
Somebody's phone is carrying on me, so I'm not in the mood.
My
London.
Coin went through. I know it went through. I called Green Dot.
You gave me a Green Dot that had a zero balance on it, London.
So if I order pizza with it and use it at the same time, child, I know I gave you the money. Well, Kelly
are
has
you saying,
it. Kelly,
are you,
just give it up.
Kelly said that.
I think Kelly bought her new little dog with it. So, Kelly, that little dog is mine.
Yes, for the baby Chanel.
I have a couple of announcements to make.
I'm sorry, the Green Jack just went through and I ordered me a pair of Christian Louboutins. I'm sorry.
Who?
Come on, Kelly, for $200, Louis Vuitton.
I have to get the ones that all the rest of the girls get, Miss Thing. When I got the burgundy bottoms, not the red bottoms.
Yes, for the burgundy bottoms.
Okay, so Kelly, are you saying that the tea party's money went through?
Yeah, the tea party money went through. The tea party is good. I'll have on my burgundy bottoms at the at the Gagawing.
Okay. All right, so you guys hear it first. The tea party does have their tables. Tables are they're going by very fast. So anybody that's out here, please order your tables and get them out the way. The ball is and less than 3 weeks away. So you guys need to get your tables. If you are Team Cashin or a part of the team, don't gag, because the tables and the people at the tables will be playing a major role at that ball for not even the grand prize, but for other categories as well. This ball is going to be completely different than what you see every week. So make sure if you want to be a part of it, you guys get your tables, because you guys will play a major role in what takes place that week. I also want to make an announcement as far as the Thug Realness category goes. Thug Realness is open to Butch Queens that walk Thug, as well as trans men that walks up realness. So as the maniac cop category is for the butch queens and thug realness for $100 and trophy. I did list three hotels today. They're on the event page as well as in different groups. You got to chat until Friday for two of them and next week for another one to get those rates of $69 and $99. It's only about 5 or 6 minutes away and I think 7 or 8 minutes away from the venue. So you really want to check the event page, Kelly's page, my page, the different groups for the hotel and the hotel discount. All you have to do is call the number provided and give them the group code of Gagaween to receive those rates.
I need to see which one has
what? And some of the hotels do have free continental breakfast for you guys as well.
Oh, Tiffany.
I read it. I'm writing her right now. Let me tell you what I'm telling this dirty fucking cheap-ass, backstage, blood-ass bitch, Nicole Bella Una. First of all, bitch, keep my kid's name out your mouth. For one, you wish that motherfucking dead ass womb. Oh, I'm sorry, you don't have a womb, bitch. You don't have no pussy. I'm sorry. Okay, you wish that motherfucking slanging meat sausage in between your motherfucking legs, bitch, could have kids. That's for one. Number two, bitch, my kids are in their bed, in their room, getting ready for school in the morning. Private school, that is. You horrible fat seal cheek looking. Oh, wildebeest looking. You look just like that little Billy from Saw, the one that be on a little tricycle, you know, that be riding around. You horrible, horrible man. You are a man. You're not a lady, honey. I am the cat meow. Bitch, you wish you could be big and pretty like this. You're fucking Italian and you're still fucking ugly. You horrible, horrible bitch. Now,
wait, but why did they say she has chicken selects in her cheeks?
I don't know, but I'm about to put up her ad everywhere, honey. Girl.
I'm hanging on my phone.
And then you so rich, you so fuck, you got a cheap ass $1.99 back page ad. Bitch, some bitches don't be no more than $3 a fucking post. Ooh, you horrible man. You horrible, horrible man. Ricky Unabella.
Ricardo Unabella.
All right, enough about this, Nicole. Whose phone is that?
Oh, who's calling?
She's going to be on Jersey Shore next season. Leave her alone.
Why does this child keep pressing one now? That is very annoying.
Girl, let me tell you something, bitch. You would rather kiss Satan in the mouth than put your motherfucking big fat man hands on me, bitch. Because, bitch, your mama would need a fucking black dress and there'd be a lot of slow singing and motherfucking flower bringing. Bitch, if you ever thought you was going to put your hands on me, talk about when she see me at Gagaween, she's going to slap me. Girl, your big ass can't get out the car to get to Gagaween, bitch.
A four finger slap shouldn't be that, you know.
Girl, she's not going to slap me. Girl,
Tiffany Payne, she's just talking.
No,
she
I'm mad now, honey. I got something for her. What is name for her? Bear mate. It's made just for her. Bear mate. That's what I got for her.
Not bear mate.
No, but that's Trayvon Bryant is really on that shit. I don't know what it is, but it's that shit.
Trayvon, what do you want?
Oh my gosh, I mean it's just so much that London has did that don't make me like her at all.
Oh, so
and
you're
I'm
still
talking? I'm talking to you over the phone. So I mean,
so you're still looking.
I really wouldn't like you in person.
So Trayvon, what are you really going to do in person? Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even do all that gay stuff.
Will you go to bed?
I don't do none of that.
Why did you hit Kelly with the bat yesterday at the ball?
Because I didn't like her yesterday.
So you didn't like her yesterday, you threatened to hit her with a bat.
Yes.
Why?
Because I didn't like her yesterday. I mean, she was being an ass. And the same like London.
Wait, CEO, oh, yeah. Don't question. Yeah. You can't question a handicap that much. You can't question them. So let
what
him
are you trying to say? Are you trying to say I can't speak properly?
No,
and we have a winner.
Not. Have you listened to the archives? You've been on every show.
Let me see.
Are you lonely, Trayvon?
Are you
lonely
in the morning?
Actually,
you know, he plays with the baby, so when the baby's asleep, he's bored.
Actually, the only reason why I was calling because I wanted to be on the panel.
No, we don't.
So
exactly.
I didn't hear.
You
what?
Can't sit at our table.
Why?
Wait a minute. You wanted to be on the panel?
Talk.
Let him talk. You wanted to be on the panel to judge or you wanted to sit at the table?
No, on this phone panel.
That's for tomorrow, Trayvon. That's his state of emergency show.
But no, he wants to be on this gay shit. He wants to be a part of the gay shit.
And tomorrow's show, we're having a two-part show. We're going to talk about the ban list as far as ballroom violence. Well, let me start it off first. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't care what y'all talk about as long as I don't bring my name in it.
Well, then why do you want to be on the panel?
Because I want to talk to y'all.
So you are lonely.
I can't.
But if you're looking for companionship or
not,
you want to be...
No. I'm not looking for no companionship. I don't know who finds that over the phone, but if you do, then that's you. I'm just looking to talk because I want to be on the panel. I mean, I don't have no other reason.
I can't
hear
talk too slow. He's giving me a headache.
There's a man searching.
So you want to be on a panel, but we can't say your name.
I mean, you can say my name, but why would you post my phone number in your group?
Because that's what
and
we
why,
do.
And why would you say my people's name? I mean, I don't care.
Because
I mean, I don't
you
care.
Threat,
I,
because
I
you
don't
threaten
care.
Us.
I don't care if you do that, but that don't have
yes,
shit
you
to
do.
Do with me.
Trayvon,
right.
You know why
it's
you can't?
It's a million people with your mother's
name
and with your name.
I have another
million
sister
people,
and I have two other brothers, and you don't even know that shit.
Trayvon, can you say something for me? Can you say something for me? Just say I don't want to go back to the strip club.
I don't understand what that means.
Just say it. Just say I don't want to go back to the strip club.
No,
can't you
do Jocelyn like that. Let her.
Okay, you say DirecTV don't take my channels from me.
I'm going to make sure you're on the
Shop's
mascot now. Come on.
I don't understand what that means.
Trayvon, let me ask you this question. Have you ever called the other show? Why didn't you ever call that other show?
Who, Milan and Chastity show?
Yeah. Why have you never called that show?
Because actually somebody I know was listening to your chat line, and that's the only reason why I called it, because, you know, it is a chat line, so that's why I called it.
But this is not a chat line.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
He said Twitter chat line. That's the key.
This is chat line.
So you think if you press one, we're going to go into a private room? You think this is a chat line?
I got a question.
Trayvon,
how
old are you?
I'm 20.
Are you registered to vote?
No.
Why not?
Why? Because y'all bitches thirsty. What the fuck are you looking?
What
y'all
did you say? You know what? I can't. Jasmine, I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up.
And finally, why do I want to register to this shit? I don't. Y'all crazy.
So wait, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I'm about to try to make my coin. Trayvon, do you want to meet me and maybe I can teach you some grammar lessons and some.
But I mean, if you pay for me to come see you, I will come.
But then, isn't Kelly giving you an all expense trip to Gagarin?
No, Kelly didn't tell me if she was paying for my trip.
She told you yesterday she would get you a bus ticket. She would have you at
the
hotel.
I told her today to send me the booking info, and she didn't send me anything.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure she will take care of that.
Right,
oh,
and
okay.
Yeah, someone just said something in the chat room, and I was thinking about it. But, you know, you say chastity often a lot, you know,
right.
Like girls, you know.
Well, you
mean,
can tell he says chastity often a lot because she's not a ballroom queen, so she's a golden
no,
guy.
But
the reason
that,
why,
no,
the
no he's been
why
listening
said,
to the show a lot. He doesn't know her like that. Come on, Facebook, and you call her chastity. Everyone calls
okay.
her temperance, so what's the
yeah,
deal
everyone
with that?
Calls her temperance, but you're saying
okay,
chastity.
Okay, well, I don't. Well, like I said, I was listening to the show, and what I find her to say about Kaylee was true. So she said her name was Chastity, so I just said her name was Chastity. She didn't.
So you know
she never said
the
her
name
what it was, huh?
Have you ever been to a ball, Trayvon?
Oh, no, I don't do that kind of gay stuff.
What?
You're
talking
close
to me. I cannot.
I don't do that kind of gay stuff.
I'm CEO. I'm going outside to smoke a cigarette. I'll be right back.
Hey, are you serious?
Thank you.
No, Trayvon. Seriously, are you not? Are you gay? Are you gay, or do you don't know?
Right.
Yes.
Or do you just play around at night?
No, I'm gay, but I don't do all that gay stuff. Like going to bars and stuff because you know actually I think that's devil music you're voguing to because actually if
Lord?
You listen to the music it sounds like devil music so
okay,
I don't
okay but
do
you
that.
Do know you're
so
on
I don't
a show
praise.
No wait hey,
don't
you
praise.
Do know
I
you
don't
do praise. Trayvon wait
I,
you do know you're on a show that we talk about balls right so why do you want to sit on the panel with us
I can't take one
because
right
I'm
so
nosy.
You're on the beginning of the show listening to the devil's
I'm,
music
yeah, I'm nosy and no and actually actually, I had my phone by the charger, and I had it all the way down at the bottom, so I couldn't hear what y'all were talking about until I actually went to the phone to turn the phone up. But, yeah, like I said, I don't go to bars. I don't do functions like that because, actually, I think that is devil music you're listening to in your praise and worship. Yeah, and like I said...
Right.
But
so,
you know
so
how devilish it is
to
beat somebody
to
with a bat?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much anger and rage it takes to beat somebody with a bat? You know how devilish that is?
I mean, I'm not saying I'm a serial killer or anything, and I'm not going to say I'm going to kill you or something. I
no, you
I
did say, you did
wait,
say
wait,
you were going to kill
Trayvon.
Her. Trayvon. You said you was
going to
kill
Trayvon.
Kelly.
Yes.
Trayvon.
Jason.
Are you listening?
Jason.
Are you listening?
Jason.
That's not
J-Rock.
It's cool. Whoever, yes.
Okay. Listen to me well. You are a colossal idiot. Okay?
Oh, my God.
You know what you're doing. You're
come on, y'all.
And you're going this way. So just shut the hell up. You are the biggest colossal cripple in traffic, and leave us alone.
Bitch, now when you got my little brother going off, you done fucking crossed the goddamn line. J-Rock don't bother nobody.
Why?
Not the colossal idiot.
I was stating...
Not colossal idiot.
I don't understand why y'all just mad.
Why
I'm just stating an opinion that I have.
So,
when you get mad about it over Blog Talk Radio, then something is going on with you.
No,
Trayvon,
I know what,
Trayvon.
You know what, y'all know, I know what it is. I know exactly what it is. You're 20 years
now,
old.
You said that yesterday.
Well, but now I really figured it out. You're 20 years old.
Okay.
You're in West Bumblefuck, South Carolina. The only friend you have is that baby. So when that baby goes to sleep, you don't have anything better to do than to play on the telephone. You're reaching out for friends, but you don't know how to reach out for them. So you think the best
okay.
way to get somebody to be your friend is to attack them and bully them into being your friend. Well, Trayvon, guess what? This is what I'm going to do for you. I take one pity friend a month. And you are going to be my pity friend for the month of October. You are going to be my trick or treat for Halloween. So this is what I'm going to accept your friend request. Yes, you did, Trayvon. I can copy. I will take a picture of it and put it in the room so everybody can see your name along with the 50 other friend requests that I have. So I'm going to accept your friend request. And
because
since you don't, and since you don't, shut up, little boy, I'm talking. And since you don't like the devil music,
yeah.
I'm gonna call you every day, and I'm gonna play BB, I'm gonna play BB Winans and Donnie McClurkin on the phone for you, and we're gonna read Bible scriptures, okay? That's what I'm gonna do for you. So press one and put yourself back on hold, so we can continue with the devil music. Since, because you know you come into a devil music event when you come to Gag a Wing, because that's all we're going to play at Gag a Wing is devil music.
Yep,
so
oop like a mat, like a oop, like a act, like a oop, like a mat, like a oop, like a act, like a...
We have a caller, 313-808, you're on the air.
Hey, Eric.
313-808.
Okay. All right,
Eric.
So is Short Bus Shorty gone?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I think he gets that money from Social Security. He gets that.
Oh, well, we know he ain't voting for Obama. He going to probably go in there and vote to stop devil music.
Oh, God. His dumb ass will probably vote for himself. And threaten to beat Obama with a bat.
Trayvon is a key. All he does is keep pressing one over.
Oh, my God. That's one of them aggressive handicapped-ass people.
Yes.
That's right. All he does is keep pressing one. If you guys can see the switchboard, it's all he keeps doing.
He'll be the motherfucker at Walmart following you around. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
And the little cart riding by.
Trayvon, just enjoy the rest of the show. You don't have to listen. I mean, you don't have to tune in. Just enjoy the rest of the show.
Right. Each one, and we will teach one, Trayvon. We will teach one.
You can't sit with us.
Tiffany, are you okay over there?
No, I'm pissed. I'm a motherfucking goddamn. I don't even want to say it. I'm going to strangle that. I need a motherfucking woosah moment. Bitch, I'm going to motherfucking mollywop and drag goddamn Nicole Bella Una. Bitch, I play many games on this fucking phone, and I play with a lot of motherfucking queens. But, bitch, what you're not going to do is put my motherfucking kid's name in your swine-smelling, harvesting nuts for the winner-ass fucking mouth. Yeah, bitch. Bitch, I'm going to show you, bitch. You talk all that shit about what you're going to do to people, but, bitch, you got the right one. Bitch, when you put my
kid's name in... She's never
going to
come out. You can say she's not going to come out. She doesn't even come out.
No, I'm mad now. Like, I'm really mad. Like, I don't give a fuck if they know. Like, that's my one thing. Like, bitch, I will motherfucking kill you, bitch. You don't ever put my motherfucking kid's name in your mouth, ho. You wish you could have some motherfucking kids. Bitch, you all on your timeline talking about, ooh... I think I'm pregnant. I'm craving so much stuff. You don't even got no walls to be talking about what the fuck you craving. Girl, I'm going to mollywop that motherfucking big man. She probably going to fucking sit on me. She big as hell.
Wait. Someone said that Trayvon is on Babs Saw and he's going to eat the baby.
Bitch, you going to eat your face off.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. He's going to eat the baby.
That's Nicole. She wants to eat the baby.
Eat the mama. Eat the mama.
Then this bitch is going to put the other day, she found a rat in her house. How rich are you? You finding rats and rodents. You fucking, I can't. Oh, my God.
First one for me, Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
Oh, Keisha.
Hey,
babe.
She didn't press one yet. Let her press one.
They're not smoking on Keisha no more.
I just want to say it's going to be a whole lot of slow singing and flower bringing.
That bitch going to be in the Nevada desert with the rest of the motherfucking Goomba mob fucking with me.
I can't.
Oh, God. Oh.
Wait, but I believe yesterday, you know, I heard little specks of a ghost of Maya Angelou on the phone.
Oh, yes. Maya was here last night.
Yes, she was.
You was able to hear the show and the tension?
Ooh.
Oh, no, I was actually in the halfway house. My girlfriend, she snuck in her iPhone, so, yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, God. I have never laughed like this.
Tomorrow's show is going to be about the bandwidth, relationships, and vote or gag.
And it also should be about taking your meds if you're going crazy. I.e. Trayvon.
You got to keep, all he does is keep pressing one. We got to give him 5 minutes every once in a while. Yes, Trayvon.
Trayvon, are you in special ed for fighting?
Why the fuck are you
trying
to be crazy, bitch? I'm not crazy. If I was crazy, I would show up to your house. I'm not crazy. I'm not special needs.
God,
I'm not special ed.
I'm waiting for you.
But like I said, I'm not crazy. So why the fuck do you keep calling me crazy?
Okay, we're sorry. They're sorry. You're not crazy, Trayvon.
Yeah, you know
I'm
what?
Sorry,
you
yeah.
know what?
No,
the,
I'm not sorry. No, you're crazy.
You know what, CEO? You know what, Mother Bridge? It's no shade. I live for this little boy. I really do live for this
right,
little
he's
boy.
A key.
Thank you.
He is a key.
He really is.
Thank
for
you.
Me, I get a key out of him. Yeah.
Thank you.
He is.
I don't agree with him because he never said, "Are you a top or a bottom little boy?" Are you versatile? Are you versatile?
So London, basically, and Jason.
You said you had a baby in a bag.
Jason,
is that your baby?
Yes, Trayvon. You know he reminds me of the little boy on Martin with
number.
The snotty nose.
You posted my number. My number in a barroom group. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Wait,
oh,
but why are you
cause
still
cause that's what we do.
Over and over.
Because you threatened. Because you threatened me, Trayvon. You said you were going to beat me. You did threaten me. You said you were going to beat me up today. You said you were going to beat me.
You.
Okay, so now you, so you taking it back.
I don't know what the tape said, but the way I said it, I didn't threaten you. I told you when I see you, I was going to fuck you up, but that's not
okay,
a
so
threat.
That's not a threat? So that's
no.
not a threat? So, Roscoe, that's not a threat? So, Roscoe, that's not a threat?
I'm not just to do this tonight. Little boy, take
your but Jason, stop yelling.
That's not
Jason,
me.
Stop yelling.
Trayvon,
not,
that's my little brother, Jay. That's
like
my little brother, Jay, right?
Nice
that's
person,
not me.
I think if you guys gave him the opportunity to speak for at least 5 minutes by himself, he would
thank
just
you.
Talk himself to sleep. You know how kids are when they get tired. talking, and then
oh, that's
tired. So let him talk. Don't talk over him, and let him express himself. Trayvon, the
thank
floor
you.
Is yours.
Right, Trayvon. Before you go, I sent you a link to Rosetta Stone.
Little girl,
actually,
the floor is yours. Thank you, Mimi Brown.
Well, actually, I wasn't.
Go ahead, Trayvon.
Well, actually, I wasn't leaving or anything. But yeah, like I said, Jason. Actually, I was talking to you first, and I guess we could talk to London after we talk. But
okay.
Jason, you're late. You post my number in your room. I mean, what kind of sense does that make?
I'm late. Why am I late? I thought I was on time.
Why did you want everybody to call me that know you?
I don't want everybody to call you that know me. I thought you wanted friends. Because you hit me up.
I don't want
up.
Friends. I don't
okay.
need friends.
Okay,
I
this is
friends.
Take Trayvon. This is how we going to Trayvon.
Trayvon.
This is how we going to do this. You're going to ask a question. I'm going to answer your question. Then I get to ask you a question and you answer the question. Okay? That's how it works. Okay? You understand? Do you understand? Say yes if you understand.
Just talk.
Say yes, no. I need you to say yes that you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth.
What you're telling me, but you can't talk and say what you need to say.
Okay,
me.
So that means you don't understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. I can't.
Okay, like I said, Jason, you're late. You're
colossal.
I don't understand. I don't need all your friends calling my friends to be friends. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
What?
Do
you feel better now that you just told him?
Yes.
You know, it's okay.
Right, so I want to see how creative his brain is. I want him to address me.
Oh, you gone. Oh, so you gonna mind boggle me?
What? No, you're really mind boggling yourself by talking.
I'm listening. I'm listening, London.
No, you
have
you
ever played in traffic?
You're on.
I feel so much slower with the listening. Like, I feel like my intelligence is going down.
Give him a chance to get it out of his system so we can get rid of him.
I feel like
I'm whacking Honey Boo Boo.
Thank you. For whoever was talking in the background. So, yeah, like I said, I don't like you, Jason. Basically, we just finished talking about that. I mean, London, you're messy, you're late, you're gay, too. Why would you call out all my people name and, like, you know them?
Hey, London, did she just call you gay?
Yeah.
I don't know what you are. You could be straight, gay, heterosexual, bisexual. I don't give a fuck. You're a nasty bitch. You're a maggot. Like Kelly said,
I'm nasty now.
Are you?
Oh shit!
Oh god!
Are you?
No, but seriously, seriously, Jason, why would you put his number? They're gonna call his mother while she's at work.
I put because he told me he said he gave me his number and he said call him. So I thought he wanted friends. So I put his number in the room so that everybody could call him. When Maya Angelou called him last night, he told Maya Angelou that Milan put him up to calling in the show, and now he wished he didn't call in.
I don't understand
because, like I told you last night, I don't know Milan or I don't know Jasmine.
You didn't talk to
like
me
you.
Last night. You
I,
talked to Maya
like
Angelou.
I said,
do
I
sound like an old lady?
I told you. I told whoever last night. Obviously, you know because you know this bullshit.
Back there, I told you or whoever last night.
So don't put me in that fucking group. I don't know y'all fags. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't.
Okay,
I don't
so you
be,
don't. Okay,
Trayvon,
that's enough.
Wipe the drool from your lip, Trayvon. Wipe the drool. You're slobbing.
You slipped when you said you don't know us fags. I don't like that. So. I'm going to put you on hold, and that'll be it for the night. You can have fun playing musical numbers on the phone all you want. 410-355 on the air.
I love Trayvon. I never laughed so hard. he's a little
oh, man.
Thank you. That's all I got to say.
That's like our little Daryl of the show, Lil.
Yes, that's Roscoe. That's Roscoe and Lil Daryl.
Oh my God.
We got a fucking mascot.
You shouldn't have used the words. You was getting away with it for a while, but saying you don't want to, you know, you don't like us faggots and all the rest of that stuff. I don't like all that kind of talk. So we're not gonna go through all that bullshit. So Trayvon, you get tonight off. Because everyone on this show is not a faggot.
No, but
I'm
he's
a
newcoming queen. He's a newcoming queen. He doesn't really know that.
Okay.
I'm a woman.
To,
I'm not a fag.
Who's going to, let me make it hot, who's going to Buffalo October 27th for Jay Blonick's West Coast Awards Ball?
Well, I'll be there. I already paid for my
table. He asked me to judge, so I'll be there. I meant to tell you guys. I was just lying. He asked me to judge, so I'll be there.
Me too. I paid for my table.
It's a ball besides yours, October 27th, Jasmine?
What are you being, Mark? Jay Blonick threw a lot of shade.
I see. I just wanted to let everyone know that if you have the coins and the means, you can make it to both falls. So, enjoy yourself. If you go up to West New York or Buffalo, enjoy yourself. Travel safe. And for the girls that are coming to Gagaween, enjoy yourself and travel safe too. It's no shade on my end. I want everyone there at Gagaween, but if you don't have the means to come to Gagaween, or you have been told it is mandatory for you to go to West New York. Mandatory for you to go to West New York. But you got to do what you got to do. And I understand about rules, so it is okay, and I understand. But stop calling everyone and telling them to not go to Gagaween. That was not in the original deal, and we're not going to do that for the next 2.5 weeks.
That's just messy.
Right, but see, we already know that the Trayvon girls are not going to Jay's ball. It's too hard to articulate the category.
Actually, I think the Trayvon girls may be going to Jay's ball because they're trying to learn something.
Yes, God, honey.
Yes,
the
they won't be playing.
No, it's mandatory for them to go to Jay's ball.
They
yes,
won't be playing
no
devil
shade.
Music there.
It's no shade towards everyone. You know, I'm not the most liked person in the scene, so a lot of people may not want to come to my ball, and it's fine. And, you know, so forth and so on for the other, you know, vice versa. You know, he's not the most liked person in the scene as well. But the bottom line is, you know, everyone enjoy. There's room for balls, and there's room, you know, for everyone to have fun. And like I said, you know, my ball starts late. That ball starts early. If you're a fat girl, you can make it to both and still make it to Alegria the next night. So, you know, show us your power. But on the other, on another note, and again, sorry, I think I'm going to use it as a new saying. The mandatory girls that are not able to go. If you're one of the mandatory girls that you're not able to attend Gagaween, Ballroom Throwback and his team will be perched at Gagaween giving you exclusive play-by-play.
Yes, Corey.
For Gagaween, so make sure you guys stay tuned for that as well. So today a lot of categories were released as far as different topics and stuff. And this week, and one category that I noticed that got a lot of attention was Femme Queen Realness for $1,000. What do you guys think about that category? That category got the most hit up.
I think that category is going to be hot because a lot of the Femme Queens that probably wanted to play in the grudge match are definitely going to come out for that $1,000.
I'm going to put my paws on them.
Ooh. Oh, my Lord.
What?
J-Rock, did you get your ticket for DC yet?
No, because I'm trying to find that military discount because right now it's saying
$1,200. How is it $1,200 when I was looking for you earlier and I found you a round-trip ticket for like $250?
Well, you saw that. When I looked, it don't even go from Houston to Washington.
Where did you find it at? Tell me where you found it.
Okay, let me go to my resources again.
I don't want to be on that plane where the seats start coming loose now.
Ooh. That's on them American Airlines plane.
No, because Tiffany scared the shit out of me.
How I scare you?
You come out the damn seat, come out the plane and shit.
You're asking me if I'm coming to a ball. Are you coming to Gagaween?
I would have told Tiffany if I have to get on the motherfucking bus, I'm coming.
J-Rock, if you get on that plane, they're going to give you the very, you're sitting in the emergency exit aisle.
So you're in Houston. You're not in Dallas, J-Rock, right?
No, I'm in Houston. I'm in Houston right now.
Jasmine.
That's why.
I'm saying this on the air so that you know that I'm doing it because I don't want to hear, did you do it later? I am about to remove Nicole Unabella from that room.
Don't, why are you removing her? Don't remove her.
Okay, you said don't remove her. I'm not going to remove her.
Don't remove her. Who's starting that goddamn cow?
I don't know. I don't like her talking about children. The children don't have nothing to do with this.
Honey, she wants kids, honey. Just overlook her, honey. But I'm going to be
no,
with kids. She's not going to be able to say kids out of her mouth.
Right. That room is her therapy for her cheeks. She needs to smile a lot.
Tiffany.
Yes.
You gotta be careful though, because when she missing a finger, she may miss your face and hit you in the eye.
Ooh.
She's honey, she's not gonna have a chance to hit me, honey. She's not gonna have a chance to hit me, honey.
She has fingers in your eyes.
I'm gonna tell y'all right now, ain't gonna be no hitting at God Queen. So y'all can get exited right off the door.
Oh, Mark,
really
Enrique
quickly.
Made our reservation too.
For what? For which hotel?
I ain't saying on the air.
Oh, okay.
Well, tell her to make mine too.
Oh, honey,
oh,
I think you already in the, you're already in the
but
equation.
But it's one of them hotels that's in the list of hotels Jasmine gave people to choose from. It's one of those.
It don't matter. It doesn't matter. It's good. I told you, I bring my own sheets. I don't care.
I know. I'm bringing my own pillowcases and stuff.
I need to find me a film queen. I bet you I get a room.
Well, you said
oh,
you were going to hang out with Naima.
Well,
wait, should I bring my own sleeping bag? Because Mother doesn't have any more money from buying the table.
Well, Mother, you can stay with me.
Right.
J-Rock, we're going to have to talk after the show so I can check on travel arrangements for you.
Okay.
Because,
no flights
leaving
Houston?
Nicole. I thought
she was
in Houston.
Your mother's a bastard, honey. She should have swallowed your dad's nut. And never had you.
Oh.
Jesus.
Where's Keisha?
She's smoking on Trayvon.
AKA Craig. She's smoking that tray. No.
Did y'all catch him though? I don't know if y'all been catching it. Have y'all caught him? Sometimes he be falling out. Like he be trying to act serious, but he starts falling out like he be peeing.
Yeah, he do be laughing. I be cracking up.
Yeah,
he's a giddy.
Are we talking about Trayvon?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wait, when I was locked up, I was thinking about writing a letter to my Facebook page. So they
no, Jasmine is not supporting travel arrangements, Michi.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not sponsoring travel arrangements. I'm helping people find a way.
Not the girls thought you was doing travel sponsoring.
But it's no T though. Tiffany told me something today that I forgot about.
Oh,
I'm gonna look tomorrow. I may get a free flight there and back. So. Because I can just get on the military plane and fly into D.C. and then get another MAX flight back for free.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to check on that tomorrow.
Tiffany, how do you know about that?
Because she done fucked enough G.I. Joes.
Excuse me. Watch your fucking ratchet mouth, honey, because I am a military child. Excuse me. My father was in the military growing up. So, you know, that's how I know about that. Exactly. Exactly.
Ow. Thank you, Switchboard.
Who did Switchboard
that?
My ass, honey.
Miss Ting, you ain't out of Vogue. Are you still around?
Am I still around?
Not you. I'm talking about Miss Sister. You ain't at Vogue Nights tonight.
Oh, he's going to have Kelly.
Because I'm outside, so I don't know how who just played the suspense music. 410-355, you're on the air.
Just listen.
410-355.
They said they just listening.
It sounded like they hung up.
Thank you. 313-808, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine. Hey, T-Party. What's up, Jason, Mark, Tiff, J-Rock?
Hey, Uncle.
What's up, Aaron?
We was looking for you earlier.
Hello.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that, Jasmine. As soon as I pressed one, Neva Marcus called, and I answered my other line, and I came back to take my hand down, and you had just sent me all to the nether region.
What the hell did God possibly? What the hell did God possibly
have
to talk about this?
What's going on? What the show? What Jasmine was just talking about the show for tomorrow?
Hello, Eric.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hey, London. They say I see they let you out of the chamber. They let you out of the chamber. Oh.
My ID said La Deja Parker, so they let La Deja out.
All right.
La Deja Parker. Fuck you, can't
work. Look, I had to say, Jason,
mm-hmm.
It is mandatory for you to let that child sit with you.
It's mandatory for me to beat his ass.
Oh. Make sure you beat his ass in West New York, honey. Beat his ass in West New York.
No, I'm going to beat his ass like a mother. I'm going to beat his ass like a mother beats a child.
No, Jason, you get extra time for beating the disabled.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
All I got to say is I cannot wait until October 29th.
Let's go on the
29th.
Okay. Oh, all the stories. Oh, Lord.
Oh,
no, I just can't wait until October 29th.
Wait, is that going to be Monday?
Yep.
The next caller, Eric, stay right there. The next caller is 619-208. You're on the air.
Uh-oh. San Francisco. No, San Diego.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm back. Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to read that old special ed ass calendar, Trayvonner. Trayvonner. Hey. Curse. How you going to sit up there and curse somebody, a faggot girl, and you a faggot girl? She don't do the fag shit and the devil music. That bitch got videos on YouTube of her burger to the devil music. Girl, where you get that phone from? Amazon.com for $2.99. She got to get on that special bus and head to school, honey. Trying it on the motherfucking lamb and say, and we still want to know, is you a top or bottom or versatile? Answer the question, ho.
I'm fucking done.
I don't think I want to know what that handicapped child is. I'd be scared. Oh, Jesus.
I'm dead. Close casket.
Oh, my God. See, Trayvon, you cannot start with the cast members because there's a lot of fans out there. And they just will not like it. They will just send it.
Oh, God. It's going to be some slow singing and flower bringing.
I'm going to teach you something, Trayvon. There's about 4 to 5 years of archives on the TensorShox website on Blog Talk Radio. You need to download all of them, and you can learn a lot about yourself. The next caller is 215-278. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say that Cole Peck to the flyer on Jasmine Tour, her page, her ball, whatever. You asked the question is like, what is the most hottest category, or what do you think is the hottest category? Well, in my opinion, I think female figure performance or performance is going to be like the hottest category because isn't that category is for like for grand prize is for 6,000, right?
You said female figure performance or the $6,000 legendary performance?
I mean, I don't know which one is it, but I know that performance is like for $6,000.
Legendary performance is for $6,000, and that is that's a group of teams, six members per team with one mystery femme queen on each team, legendary mystery femme queen on each team.
I just wanted to find out about that. But I do want to say is congratulations of making this ball happen, and that I will not be attending the ball. I will be attending the Western NYC Buffalo Awards ball.
Definitely on that Trayvon Bryant show.
If he wants to attend the West New York Bowl, he's more than welcome to.
Is it mandatory for you to go to that ball?
No, because the only reason why that I had to attend is because it's mandatory for my house.
So you're one of
the mandatory girls. Okay.
Well, we're going to miss you. I'm sorry that you're being mandatorily forced to go to something that you really wouldn't want to go to.
That Monday or Tuesday, when Caesar gets back home, make sure that you click, and like on YouTube on his page, on the Ballroom Throwback page website or YouTube clip page, and click and like all the videos and hit him up so you can see everything that took place at Gag Meeting. You got to make sure you like it. Don't just click play. Click the like button.
Not like all the videos.
You got to like all the videos, because the more you like, the more it sends him out there to continue to do what he does.
Right.
But thank you, caller.
Oh, so the more he gets that coin when you like.
It's all about support. He's here supporting us, and he's supporting y'all, and we need to support him as well. So click the like button.
Well,
right.
It's been mandatory that I go to the bathroom, so I'll be right back.
It's mandatory that whatever dealer has that Trayvon Bryant shit, bring it to the ball.
So, Eric, are you going to West New York, or are you coming to Gagoline, or are you still stuck in Chicago?
Oh, no. It's mandatory that I be at Gagoline. I will be part of the tea party.
Oh, work.
This one shows you the intelligence of a fucking 40-year-old. I've been on, I don't know if this bitch been on hormones or whatever all her life, but her mind is gone. Girl, you're just sitting up here talking about my 6-year-old is gay, my kids stuck all together, he's going to be a drag queen, all this kind of stuff like that. First of all, fucking horrible-looking man. If my son was gay, you know what? I wouldn't be mad. I would fucking accept him. You know why? Because I love my fucking kids. Something that your motherfucking panotti, salami, what's that fucking shit them Italians eat? Panacea, fucking smelling ass mama probably didn't do for you. Me, I don't talk about people's kids.
I leave your little nieces
and nephews out of it. But I just want to know, do you kiss your nieces and nephews after you fucking suck off dick, transsexual Maria? You're a fucking sicko and nasty one. You fucking kissing your nieces and nephews after you fucking kissing transsexual Maria. After you motherfucking kiss them in their mouth, after you've been sucking dick, then you want to go and kiss on your nieces and nephews, you nasty, horrible, freak, fat, nasty bitch.
Maria.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Did she just say transsexual Maria?
Yeah. First of all, honey, she's
why did y'all open the door for that dragon? I mean, we had put her
to
rest.
Girl, she can't get mad at me. First of all, why are you mad at me, girl? Because somebody found one of your back page ads. Girl, you're so rich, girl, but you put up back pages. Girl, I don't, and let me say this, I don't think nothing's wrong with back page, honey. I mean,
Do what you got to do. But, girl, if you're so fucking fab, I mean, even the fabrics of girls get earlobes. I mean, that's what the real coins are, girl. I mean, but you know nobody will pay you off for earlobes. Nobody wants no big, fat fucking sumo on their ass, girl, talking about a date and a dream, girl. You're a fucking man's nightmare, not a dream. You're a fucking nightmare.
They sent her to the back. They sent her to the back. Back pages to the back.
Yes. Yeah, she's pitiful, honey. Always putting up these old-ass fucking pictures when you look like something. Bitch, that was 30 years ago, bitch. Get over yourself, honey. Bitch,
wait.
That's why your pictures are so fucking far away, honey. She cannot take, honey.
No, Tiff, you can't let her get you heated like
that. Yeah, for
that.
Real, because that's what she likes
no,
to
I'm
do.
No, I'm not
she...
even heated. Listen, right. I'm not even heated no more, right? Because now I'm kind of, like, laughing at the bitch because I'm, like, only a dumb
yeah,
bitch keeps talking
yes,
about
no,
somebody's
she's
kids,
not,
right?
She's
like, bitch, me and you can go back all day.
Line.
You can say I'm the cunt. You can say I'm the bleeding cunt. I'm this. Okay, me and you can go back and forth with that all day. But now I see that you think you're pushing my buttons talking about my kids. No, what you did was you pushed your ass yourself into an ass-whooping, bitch, because you probably big and can't fight. But, bitch, I'm big and I can move around, ho. So, we're going to learn from you, I just pray to Jehovah Jireh. I don't know who to call on. Jesus, Jehovah, Jesus. I'm calling on Allah right about now. I just really pray that you come to motherfucking Gagawin, bitch, and I see you in that parking lot or at the BP where my other brother beat some ass. It don't matter, bitch. I'm going to get you, ho. I'm going to get you. If you can get your big ass off of bed rest, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you, bitch.
Oh, not the bitch on bed rest.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes, honey. Yes, yes, you nasty bitch, honey. Let me look up transsexual Maria phone number, honey. I'm gonna call the Philadelphia PD and give it to her, give her number. Raid. Let's have a bus. She needs a raid sent to her house.
No, she needs some raid.
Hey, they won't tie her down with all that stuff that's in her.
Because they can't get her in a paddy wagon. I don't know, could they get her in a paddy wagon? They damn sure can't get her in a car.
Honey, they better.
They get the armor truck for her.
Please.
She gets the armor truck.
Very good. We're not beating you.
Hi, Nicole Bella Una. Hey, Nicole Bella Una. I'm sorry, Ricky Bella Una. Ricky Bella Una.
Why?
Girl, come on, girl.
When she was younger, you think they used to call her Ricky Suave?
No, I think they used to call her Joey Buttafuoco. That's what she looks like.
No, honey, she got that. She got that swollen cheek like Mary Jo Buttafuoco.
Nicole, I'm sorry, girl. I love you. You're just so cunt, girl. I'm just so like, I'm so in awe of you, girl. I'm just so like jealous. I want to look like you. I want to be like you, girl. I want to be ripped like you. I want to have your. Wait a minute. I want to have like your 5-carat rings. I want to have your Lexuses and your Benzes and your Pontiac hybrids and. I just want to be you. I mean, I want to stay in your fucking newly built rat-infested house that you found a rat in it the other day.
Oh, my God,
you know,
she found a rat in her house?
Yeah, that's what she posted. She said she found
what
a rat in her house.
Doing? She must have.
I mean,
Tiffany, I think you can live in her right cheek. She's building a property on her right cheek.
I mean, just help me. Please, can you please make me cunt like you? I mean, can you please make me look like you? Like, can you help me? I'm just jealous. I said it on the air. I'm so jealous of you that's why I just talked about your ad, and I mean, I'm just so jealous of you, and I mean, I just want to look like you. Can you help me?
I can't believe you is letting this retarded-ass girl get to you. This girl is retarded.
No,
you don't
I'm
see
just telling her
unbound.
The truth now.
Hold on.
I'm telling her the truth.
Mandatory girls first. One from me again. I have a question. I'm getting hit up about the mandatory girls really quickly, so press one for me again.
I need to know what health is mandatory.
Not you, Trayvon. You're not a mandatory girl.
The devil made him do it.
Trayvon, stop pressing one.
Can't you block him, Jasmine?
We can't block him, but I can hang up on him in 13 minutes and you won't be able to call back.
Yes.
Oh, still pressing one. Oh, boy.
That boy might go crazy if he can't call back in.
Yeah, we do not need his counselor calling in on the line talking
exactly.
about him messing up and missing his
buzzer. Caller, the one that said you were going to West New York. I don't want to say your name on the air, so can you just press one really quickly? I have a question for you.
Did you ask for me?
Yeah, I wanted to know if you can pick up Trayvon and take him to West New York with you.
If I'm to pick up who?
Trayvon.
Who?
Trayvon.
Who?
Who?
Trayvon.
No,
little girl,
like
our mascot. We want him to go to the ball in Buffalo.
No, he can stay his ass to wherever he's at.
Trayvon, I'm trying to get you to the ball in Buffalo, Trayvon. Do you want to go?
Hello? Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Jasmine, that comment that you liked on the radio show feed, that was my
uh-huh.
comment.
I know who you are. I knew who you were the whole time. It's okay. It's nothing personal. I don't think I'm being shady or anything like that. I also know that you're offering rides up to New York, up to the West Coast. So, you know, I was trying to get you, you know, someone to help you out with gas and everything. That's why I said you can maybe take Trayvon with you.
Oh, no. Nah. This is only for Philadelphia chapter members only.
That's bad. He said, that's fine. He'll break down before he give Trayvon a ride. Bitch.
He said what?
He said, that's fine. You'll run out of gas before you give Trayvon a ride.
Yeah, okay.
The shade of it all. What house are you from?
You know what house he's from.
Did you know what house I'm in? So there's no point of me seeing my house if it's already on the page.
It's on the page. Where is it? I'm looking for it right now.
Well, we don't know who you are. Jasmine knows who you are. We don't.
Wait,
know.
He's a Meekly.
Are
okay,
you an Allen or a Meekly?
Let's be honest. What house would make?
He's a Blahnik.
Yeah. What house would make it mandatory for them to go? Come on now. Let's be serious.
So it's only gonna be a house.
So just let me just call in on Monday and let us know how it feels to battle your own house members.
Okay, you're not gonna attack him. I'm gonna put you back on hold, sweetie. Thank you. Dad.
All right.
And it's no shade. Don't attack the child. It's not his fault that his parents are on Trayvon. Brian.
Trayvon, dude.
No, but in the beginning of the show,
well,
it's really
yes,
have a
this
key
is
key.
The tea party that I motherfucking missed. This is the tea
right.
party that I missed.
There's 10 minutes left into the show. If you want to continue with the cast, please call in and press 1 if you want to tune in or just sit down and listen. You're not going to be able to listen from your computer or anything else. J-Rock, that ball in Dallas or whatever this past weekend looked really kind of hot. It looked cute. Did you really enjoy yourself?
Yes, I had to because, you know, I was like the number one promoter of the ball and stuff and pumping it out. And I was trying to make sure that, like I told everybody the other night, everybody's been asking for an event that they could go to where they could have fun, they could compete, they don't have to deal with no bullshit. And that's actually what happened. We had a lot of fun. Every house, and we had fun shit. We had air conditioning, you know what I'm saying? People didn't fall out, pass out, and all that kind of stuff. And we had, like, a little scuffle, but that was, like, less than 30 seconds. And like I said, it was fun, but everybody got mad at me because I guess I didn't have no ballroom tea or something. So I was like, well, hey, y'all asked for it, but I guess that's what they want. They want a lot of balls that don't end. Balls that don't finish their category, you know, so we finished our category. Everybody got their coin on stage.
You got your coin. You left. I mean, I didn't see. I had fun.
Well, let me ask you a question because I know you live for the Femme Queen. What? And I didn't catch the show last night. So, what was your opinion on the Femme Queen face category? And I'm sure you talked about it already, but can you talk about it for me?
My opinion on the Femme Queen face category was, and Mark, leave me alone. It wasn't that I was not going up for Stasha. I said Stasha brought it exactly like the flyer said to bring it, and the panel of judges up there was really being sticklers for what was on the actual flyer. They didn't let me finish last night, but if I had to vote, I would have put my vote for Beauty because Beauty was sitting, and Beauty, I feel like Beauty would have won face, but at the same time, like I said, they were being sticklers by that freaking flyer, and Stasha brought it exactly like that flyer, and Stasha was still sitting, but
right.
If I was on the panel, I would have voted for Beauty.
And you were also lusting over Stasha, Jira.
I sure was this whole weekend, and I saw her many times, but hey, I didn't attack her or nothing.
So did you lust Selvin while he was sitting in your passenger? Did you lust Selvin?
Ruby!
Let me tell you something. Y'all not going to start on Selvin. That is my new friend. Okay?
J-Rock, for real, no shade. Can you bring me some rubies? If you can get
what
it on the plane.
The chicken comes straight off the bone, it looks like.
Actually, it don't. That's the tea. I don't know how he did that. But
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I've known Selvin for probably longer than a lot of you people. Probably when you girls was in diapers, honey. Miss Selvin does not play when it comes to food.
I told you. I told you at the beginning of the show, she goes the fuck off, and you better not even interrupt what she's going to read.
Now listen up. She might get me for this because she's still in Houston, and I'm going to see her Thursday when we go to the Vogue. But she might slap me for this. When we went to the movies last night, she said, J-Rock, you want some popcorn? I said, I don't really like the popcorn because don't it get stuck in your teeth? And then when she turned around, I realized what I said, and I was falling. I was like,
oh, bloody.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. And then when we went to the movie, we were sitting down, and we were watching the movie. And then I guess one of the kids reached over in her popcorn, and then they spilt, like she had a little bit left, and it spilt on the floor. And she looked like she wanted to take that baby and throw him down. Angry over food. This Selvin don't play with no motherfucking nothing. If it's edible, baby. And now she's down here wanting her Frenchies. That chicken off the bone, but she left so many crumbs in my car. I don't understand. I'm like, babe, I'm gonna need you to vacuum that up.
Well, I hope you guys didn't go see a horror movie because she don't like scary movies.
No, we went to go see that Taken 2, which
I'm looking at a scary movie in this chat.
Who are you watching a movie with, J-Rock? Selvin and LaMelle and all of them?
No, I hung out with the Mizzes.
You went and hung out with the Mizzes?
I surely did. I hang out with entity. Let me tell you something about the Gulf Coast.
I don't care who you hang out with. I'm not saying it like
okay.
that.
We're
okay.
We're family down
here. All the kids
want
to be at Tiffany tonight, honey. I'm going to motherfucking show y'all, honey. What was Andrew's name? Big Bad Mama? What was that movie? Big Bad Mama?
ain't gonna be no slow singing and flower breaking on this side, pal.
You know a few military moves, honey. I know that. I ain't gonna fuck with you. I don't want to get a death drop.
No.
I can't keep up with you, but I can keep up with calling a pig.
I will run before I fight you because I have to explain myself and you don't. So I just walk away. So.
Yeah, walk on by.
That's right,
oh my
baby.
God.
Walk on by. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm having a good time now, honey.
Lord, all I could do.
I feel so bad.
Why?
Because you know Trayvon has insufficient brain cells.
Oh my God, we're still talking about Trayvon.
The colossal idiot. I wonder, do he still pee in the bed? There's some underlying issues going on in that young man's head.
Oh my God, we had just stopped talking about him, J-Rock.
Oh, I'm sorry. But he's just so.
All right, we're going to leave the non-factor alone.
Go play in traffic or something, I don't know.
Trayvon might be cute, honey, then that's going to be the gag.
Girl, you seen that picture. It's in the room.
Him.
You seen that picture. I think that's a dummy page.
Oh, that's a real picture?
I think that's a dummy page.
Yeah, that's a fake picture. You got, you know, you got Down syndrome.
The only friends he has is Jasmine and Kelly.
I'm not his friend. I refuse to hit.
And every time I delete that friend request, the bitch send me another one.
Well, I have to keep pressing one a million times. I'm sure you're gonna do that too.
I already got a little brother. His name is J-Rock. I don't need no more. And J-Rock is a special case all by himself.
Yep.
My
yep.
poor little brother.
Little Opie Griffin.
I miss Naima.
Well, she's up in Baltimore doing what they do.
Doing what they do when they do their
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, where is $5?
Oh, wait, she in Baltimore?
She's in Baltimore hanging out.
Where's
my phone?
We have a private caller. Private caller, you're on the air.
Maria, Maria.
You gotta call her ad phone. She ain't on this line, sorry.
Hold on, everyone.
Lord. You know, my sister is so disrespectful. She's just going to keep on counting down in the middle of our conversation.
Oh.
Jason, keep holding on. You got a bladder problem or something?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
Girl, was that Maria?
240.
That's Naima.
That's Naima's
phone.
No, that was Naima's phone. We have the same plan. That ringtone came to my phone.
Bitch, you better get you some patty. Listen up, y'all. I want y'all to look at the Butch Queen European runway from Dallas. Where the girl had, she came down and she had on heels. And I didn't catch it because Jack kept saying, "That is a Butch Queen. That young man has a dick. That young man has a dick." And I kept saying, "Why he keep saying that?" But then when you look at the pictures, he had all fucking panties and his piece was just sitting there. And I'm like, why was you walking disrespecting dresses like this? He should have put on Letitia's panties.
Yes,
baby. Baby, don't walk runway. It's no shade. I need you to get in touch with Letitia Revlon and get a T-string for the girl with the secret. If you're
okay.
going to be walking
your
that
secret,
category.
Your secret does not need to be out. That is not cute.
And she kept saying, "Oh, Bush Queen," and then Andre said, "No, that is drag." They dropped it.
If I see any tux, I'm chopping.
Exactly. Nobody should be seeing your tux. I'll chop you for a tux, too.
Jack just kept saying, he kept saying, "That young man has a dick."
Wait, and speaking of missing or shall I say, ex-cast. Can someone bring Devin on? I have a couple questions.
That's up to see the switchboard.
Is Devin on the air?
What's poppin'?
How you
Hello,
doing?
Dev-
Shut the
Hello,
hell up.
Hello, Devin. So Devin.
And Mark all night.
So, Devin, were you trying to get on the air?
I think last week I was. Oh, yeah, I was last week.
So, were you trying to pull a Kelly because you gracefully bowed down at the radio show?
I gracefully bowed down. Oh, yeah, I did.
So, what is it giving?
It's not giving much, doll. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
It's not giving much.
You're not
going to
get
much.
Too much more, Medea.
No, it's not giving much as you think you're just going to squeeze your way back in this musical chair.
It was an extra large. I ordered the chair that way.
Okay, so what's the given? I just need to know, like, do you think you're a cast right now, a cast member?
You know, I really have no idea.
Just got me a cold pop.
No, it depends on how you answer the question. It depends on how you answer it.
Oh, I have no idea how to answer that question.
You don't?
Oh,
so you're gracefully bowing out again?
Due to the fact that there were more unsolved issues.
So do you want to wait till next week to try again? No, welcome back, Devin. Tea party. Okay.
I can't. We don't get no vote. We don't get no vote in this. We don't get no vote in this.
Nobody's safe from getting banned from the show or getting
Oh,
locked,
yeah, we have to vote. We have to vote.
I give my vote to Trayvon.
Of course you would.
My vote goes to Keisha.
And my little brother.
I'm done.
And my little brother votes for Trayvon, too.
Never mind. I gotta be nice.
I'm about to die.
What?
I'm just going to die.
I'm giving my vote to Trayvon.
And I will see
you. Of course you would.
Oh, my God. Did you just say you would rather have Trayvon than Devin?
Of course she would. She likes people that's not smarter than her.
Of course she would. She like people that's not smarter than her.
See, look at her. She already on that Trayvon now.
See, I've been on.
And Mark, you said you would rather have who?
Keisha.
Keisha.
And Tiffany, who would you rather have? Nicole? Tiffany?
I'm here. Well, I hit damn mute on the side. Damn, my cheek big as Nicole's. Hit me the cheek. Now, what was the question? Who would I like to have? Who? Which one?
Yeah, who would you rather have back?
Between who? Trayvon, Nicole, and who else?
Devin.
Devin.
That'll be Naima for five. Oh, no, you said Nicole or Naima.
Ooh. Yes.
What you talking on?
Ooh.
Smoking on
Ooh. I let
yes,
that slip. I'm in my bed.
That's one Trayvon. That's one Trayvon, one Keisha, one Naima. J-Rock, who would you rather have?
We're saying what we rather have rather than Devon?
Oh my God! What you been smoking? You been smoking on that gold durag, I see.
I know who I rather have. Malon Manole.
Oh, I quit.
Good night, everybody. Thank you, Jasmine, for having me. I gotta go.
I'm done.
You will be
on
there. It'll only be.
I thank y'all for thank y'all for calling in.
It's
I got
no
to go.
No,
goodbye.
It's no show. Y'all can say what y'all want. That is a fine chocolate man, honey. And if he was really to use his meat instead of getting plum, I'd have him.
See, she just.
Who are you talking about? Wait,
yeah,
you talking
you know
about?
What? I feel really bad for Devin because you guys are his family and you guys chose a complete stranger.
No, I would rather because I don't
believe
all of that incest.
You guys chose a complete stranger who doesn't like fags, but he is a fag. You chose someone who attacks real women and their children, and you chose Milana Blahnik, the mandatory girls, over Devin.
It was a key. It was her welcome back read. Everyone gets it.
Well, personally, like Tiffany, I live for Milan. I think Milan is a sweet person. I think he's just misunderstood the way Kelly sometimes is misunderstood. But I just, you know, whatever Milan is doing with himself, I wish him the best.
Me too.
In all honesty, because I personally have no problem with Milan. But I do have a problem with a certain icon, but I'm going to leave that one alone for now until October 29th.
Well.
We need the suspense.
Yes, Devin, we welcome you back. Welcome back.
Right,
welcome
Devin.
Back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Tell us some real freaky shit.
Right, and being a part of the Tea Party, you should have already built up the skin to take a read and move forward.
Nobody said anything about my inability to be able to take a read from Medea and the cast.
Oh, my God. Nobody said that I was just going
okay,
to sit in my house. And nobody said I was going to sit in my
that
house.
That voice is the key. I can't.
Eat sandwiches
girl,
all day.
I'm so done. Well, I can't.
Nobody said
we
I was going to eat.
Sandwiches all day. I'm a dash.
So let me do a quick recap. A quick 60-second recap with Devin. Devin,
I'm here. I'm here.
What is your opinion on Trayvon?
I think that he's a wonderful person, and I'm glad that
oh
he's on the show.
Jason, I'm going to fuck you.
Fuck you, you high yellow bastard. Fuck you.
You
said
high
I'm
yellow
a wonderful
bastard.
Person.
<I'm sorry. laughs>
Oh my god, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm sorry.
Hope you piss yourself.
Oh my god.
Oh god. Okay, I had to stop.
Oh my god. Devin.
Yeah.
What is your opinion?
I can't stand Jason, I swear to God. I think Trayvon is a very fascinating individual. And the way most fascinating individuals are fascinating.
You know what? I'm going to do him. I'm going to do something really, really sweet right now, Devin. Since you are back, let me look at the switchboard. Jason, I know you're in the bathroom, but don't say nothing. Mark, don't say nothing. J-Rock, don't say nothing.
Oh,
Eric, don't say nothing. London, don't say nothing. Devin, welcome back.
Okay.
And your first guest
hello.
Is Trayvon. Trayvon,
no.
Say hello to Devin.
Alright. Tiffany got disconnected.
This
I'm going to have to call
crazy.
Her.
This is crazy. I mean, first off, I have a question.
What
first off, London, how do you know my mother's name and my sister's name? Maya, where are you?
I think it was kind of easy to do the research. So
research?
There's a little bit of research involved.
So
but,
nobody
know, didn't
call in and tell you my people information or send you something on Facebook or anything?
Well, we were able to keep that out of the limelight for right now.
Okay, but if somebody's talking about me, can you tell me that they're talking about me?
if we have anybody that is accidentally, that we feel is actually talking about you, we will definitely let you know that they are talking about you.
Okay, and first off, I don't have an issue with none of you. I mean, basically, everybody, I don't want to talk to none of y'all no more. Y'all people are late. I don't want none of this. I mean, y'all just could do what y'all do Monday through Wednesday. I mean, I see y'all on Monday or Wednesday, but I mean, I'm not gonna call in no more.
Okay.
Y'all people can talk to yourselves. See, that's all y'all was doing. Hold on, I have a fee.
You have a what? See, y'all don't know how to do it. Trust me. Why?
Hello.
Yes. You're back.
Okay, basically, I don't want to talk to none of y'all no more. Y'all people are late. I mean, what the fuck do you do? This is a barroom scene chat room, and you talking about people you don't even fucking know, and I'm talking to you, London. So basically, fuck all y'all, fuck this show.
Is there any way whatsoever that we can make this better for you?
Okay, sweetie, short, but not too much. I'm talking to you, Miss London's over there.
I'm just going to
mini short legs.
Yeah, I will see you tomorrow.
Wait a minute, Trayvon.
Yes.
Now, can I ask a question? I know that you have a lot of hostility and a little bit of anger towards the fact that we were able to find out all your information at the press of a button, but this is the internet, as you very well just pointed out so briefly. But we wanted to ask you why you insist on calling a show that you obviously do not like.
It's not. Like, I don't like the show. I just don't like Kelly don't host it, like, every day.
Well, we were able to, you know, get Kelly off the show for today because, she got things to do. So now that you're on here with the Tea Party cast, what is your legitimate beef, may we be so bold to ask?
About what?
About the show in general.
Basically, I just told you what I needed to tell you.
So is there anything else you would like to tell us?
Don't use too much big words with him, Devin.
I'm using very small words, the stuff that I saw in the English book. So I'm trying to figure out, is there anything else that you would like to tell us personally?
I just want to give a shout-out to my haters because, I just want to give a shout out to my haters because, you know, I was listening and, you know, some people are calling
and
saying
Trayvon
Woods. Shut up. Why are you talking?
Okay, I got to do this right. I'm sorry for interrupting you, Trayvon.
Oh, my God. Like I said, I want to give a shout out to my haters because, you know, people have been calling in having so much to say about me and I can't even log in and say shit about them. And that's like really fucked up. I mean, this is your show. I should have my own opinion too. I mean, y'all bitches could talk because y'all understand.
So make your own group.
So what is your opinion at this moment?
About what?
About anything that you say that you have an opinion about.
Okay. To the thirsty people that was calling in, mentioning my name, saying stuff about me. I don't got shit to say to you. You bitches calling in too. London, Jason, you already know how I feel about you.
Yeah, we got
you
that out of the way.
You trifling, you nasty.
Say my name.
Yeah, we got that out of the way. Yeah.
But to London, Jason, everybody.
Yo, we got that out the way. We need you to move further.
No, stop.
Reach deeper.
Stop. Thank you. Can I talk?
No,
Jason,
okay,
London,
yes,
everybody. Jason, London, everybody.
Can I finish?
I don't have nothing to do with this because, you know, I'm not in the barroom scene. I have stuff.
We
to do
totally
better
understand.
Like on the weekends,
I have stuff
to do better.
Can we ask you a question?
Better.
Would you like to be a part of the barroom community?
Oh, no.
Because we know this girl ain't naive, but that would love to adopt you. She loves young. She loves a butch queen. She loves boys
especially the disabled ones.
Oh, boy, does she ever. So
okay, London,
we would
London,
like to be able
London.
to.
lunch.
Oh, Dev, I want you to know on a sneak tip, you know Naima's going to read you when she gets into the office.
I know.
London, you are
that's what she gets
for
being out
there
in the middle of nowhere instead of being here.
Wait, I can't hear him.
Oh, my gosh, you know all my stuff.
Wait a minute,
Trayvon, what were you saying about me? What?
I said, can you stop being mean to me?
Okay, yeah.
London, can you stop being mean to Trayvon?
Bitch, I'm 20. You're going on 40.
Oh, shit. I'm
you
done.
You need to grow up.
London, you shouldn't be mean to Trayvon because that's...
I know,
Trayvon,
right? I'm 20,
He was shouting you out last night.
No, but look how he acts. He's really, he just said I'm 40.
That's kind of true.
You said Valerie and you said Talasha. So what does it matter?
So, okay,
but
well,
you
okay,
just said
Trayvon,
it again. The girls don't forget.
But I said I liked you, but you're an asshole.
Does that even make sense?
Okay, can I ask him some questions? I have a couple of questions for you, Trayvon. Trayvon, how did you even, if you're not a part of the ballroom, how did you find out about the show?
I was going to that.
Oh, I said this before, if you wasn't listening. I said somebody I know, they know the show.
On Tanisha's computer.
Well, somebody I know in the ballroom team, they call the show, and you know they listen to it and stuff, and you know. They spent a night at my house, so, you know, I got the number well while we was talking, and that's how I called in.
So, 2 months ago,
and I had the number, like, for 3 months.
Have you been listening for the last 3 months?
No, it was, like, a month.
So what brought you to the final conclusion that you just really don't like that?
Oh, that's deep.
That's deep?
I mean,
are you allowed to go that deep, or does it take
basically, what y'all do? I mean, y'all are bullies.
Well, if you get to really know us, you'll find out that we really... What the fuck is that in the background?
Bully. That's what you are.
I'm really not a bully. As you can tell, they just got through picking on me, so I'm on your
side.
Trayvon, I'm suggesting that, you know, you decided... What the fuck?
Who is that doing surgery in the background?
Come on.
We are trying to help Trayvon figure out what it is that he has against whatever the fuck it is he has something against.
Right, I was saying that he finally, you know, got the urge to dial the number after he said,
Well, no. Actually, this is a chat line.
Apparently, he make it up for the last 3 months.
I've been on chat line since I had a phone, and I had a phone since I was living in North Carolina until I moved to New Jersey. Obviously, you should know about this because you know more about me than I do myself.
She
know more about you than you know about you.
Right, he was a little girl.
I don't remember for that shit. I smoke weed. I don't remember. I don't remember shit.
You used to live in Jersey.
Let me get Trayvon. It's my turn for Trayvon. Trayvon, what part of Patterson are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
What part of Patterson are you from?
You can't
beat
that. I'm telling you, you can't beat that.
Patterson is in New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey.
I said I'm from
104 Rosa Park Boulevard. I'm across the street from the fucking park. Do you need a second address? I live across the street from Montgomery Park.
Oh, wow. So you lived across the street from Rosa Park Boulevard? I mean, Rosa Park Boulevard?
I used to live on 104 Rosa Park Boulevard, and I lived across the street from Montgomery Park. That's what I said.
Okay.
And Trayvon, what's your mother's name?
Oh, it's Valerie.
You want to know how I got all the fucking information?
Yeah.
You bastard.
Oh, shit.
Huh? What you said?
You gave me all the information about you.
Yeah, I just heard that from somebody else. But, you know, it doesn't matter because
Well, I can't say what you want to do with yourself. I mean, trying to stalk me and track me and stuff, but
okay.
But
Trayvon, did you go to school?
That's beyond me. Huh?
Trayvon, did you go to school in Patterson?
Yes. Stop. I ain't gonna tell y'all shit else about me. You can find me by my That's what you can do.
Did you go to Eastside? Did you go to Wayne Tech? Did you go to Kennedy? What high school did you go to? Madison.
Fairy side.
Stop it, Mr. Clark is trying to talk.
Oh shit.
y'all people too ratchet for me. I don't know. I really don't. I actually think that you are.
Damn, bitch,
you know everything about me too.
Trayvon, I
have a question.
That's like
Trayvon, I don't know shit about you, and you saying my name, and I don't even know your
name. My name is J Rock. I have a question for you.
Okay.
How do you feel to know that, you know, you were very angry, you were upset? That's understandable. I understand that. I perfectly understand that when somebody got all your information. How do you feel that knowing that this person had all your information and that was really concerning you, to know that you were the dumb, colossal idiot that gave it to him?
Oh, shit. Hey, Ron, did you have to use such harsh words?
Well, obviously, I know now, so...
So now they know who I am.
If they need to come see me, they can come see me. I don't have an issue with that. Like I said, they have all my information. You can find me. You can find me on Facebook, or you can find me on the internet. It doesn't matter.
Child, you have made J-Rock slip outside of his nut.
Why are you
I will make you sweat, young man. I will make
you sweat. Oh, shit. He just turned into a goddamn drill sergeant on you.
Don't forget, he knows that you like Stasha.
That doesn't scare him, J-Rock. He know you like Stasha, bitch. That's not going
to
work.
That's fine. I will get somebody to make some tag on a trainee dick. That's what I will make him do.
So, J-Rock, why are you mad?
Oh, shit.
I'm not yelling because this really doesn't concern me. I don't have an issue with you.
You don't want to wake the baby.
Jason and Tiffany, you guys have an echo. That's why I had you guys muted.
It's probably Tiffany because she's on her cell phone.
I don't understand why everybody's jealous.
Hold on a second, let me straighten this real quick. Jason always talking about the echo is from other people, but it's every time he calls somebody on that cheap ass cricket on three way,
I know how I can solve this problem.
Well, you have Mark, you call me back. Honey.
And watch is gonna be and then the echo gonna be on Mark's phone. Watch.
Okay.
That's my point. Now the echo, hi Mark, you call her and watch the echo be on your phone.
I just want to say I don't understand.
When I tell you there is a basis of shit that you do not understand.
Because you think I'm working with Milan and Chastity and I'm not.
No, we don't. We don't. Like,
yes, we
I
do.
I think the thing is. The thing about it is, I'm not with them, and I told you that.
And if I was with them, I would acknowledge them. I don't have no reason to be who I am not. If I was with them, Trayvon, at the end of the day, what are you hoping for? I don't understand why everybody's so mad.
We technically aren't mad. We trying to figure out. That since you call it and you don't want to call, you press one, but you really don't want to talk.
I never wanted to talk to y'all.
What is your point?
And like I say in the room, I made a mistake in calling everybody fags. I was just talking to two people. I was talking to Jason.
Okay, now that you got that other way that you talked to the two people that you wanted to talk to, do you want to go?
No, fuck that. Who?
London, you are not going to get all your life off this boy. We only got a certain amount of time left.
But London, like I said, I liked you until you showed me who you was. If I thought you was my friend and if I gave you any information about me, you would be displayed because you're just a nasty bitch.
Was your friend?
Like I say, if I thought you was my friend and if I display information to you, you're just a nasty bitch to display it.
But
okay,
Trayvon, we can never be friends.
London, I did like you, but now you're just like
It's not she did
Jason.
Like it, did you?
Sweetie, with a mouth like that, we can never be friends.
But, Switchboard, do we have any callers? I never said you was my friend. I said I liked you until I knew who you was.
I never called you my friend. On a more serious note, Trayvon, you need to be careful who you get your information to because people are stealing identities out here, okay?
Ain't nobody stealing your identity. Obviously, he gets his check, so you can't get his check.
I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to steal identities. I mean, that's
I
just
say,
my
own.
Don't do it. If people want to steal identities, that's another career.
But like I said, I liked it you, but I don't have a problem.
So do you know anybody with a checking account that want to make $1,000?
Oh shit! I got this Nigerian man that want to help. Maybe
You was funny until you say everybody I fucking live with.
What? he said that he thought London was funny until she called out his entire family reunion on the damn show.
I know, right?
So, London, this
Wait.
Is all your fault that he keep pressing one.
He was pressing one last night, Kelly. Bitch, he was going through a baby sucky duck phase.
He pressed it again and again and again and again.
He's harassing, but Trayvon, did I leave out a pet?
you're not even funny.
Yeah, we are. Cause that's why you're laughing.
You're not even funny, London.
Yeah, we are. That's why you keep laughing.
You want to be on here so bad with us, he just keeps pressing one. He wants to be on here so bad, he just keeps pressing one. Obviously, you need to put me on the panel.
Exactly, we could, but we don't. I mean, everybody got a demographic.
Really, what are you doing Thursday through Sunday? Nothing. So why can't I be the host of the show?
Because everybody has a demographic.
So
what?
Okay, hold on. Let me do what I do. Give me five minutes. Trayvon, as you know, I am the director of the show. So I'm the one who does, like, you know, the hiring and stuff to be on the show and any cast members and stuff. So I'm going to interview you like I've interviewed everyone else. How long have you known that you were gay?
What?
I feel like these are not difficult questions.
I don't know. I ain't gonna tell you shit. You bitches are thirsty. All you gonna do is beat your dick up to me. I can't do it.
Oh my god. I'm done.
She's like a Republican with a talking point, bitch. He will not let it go.
I mean, you can put me on your channel. Did he say that we're thirsty and we're gonna beat our dicks? Okay, well, out of all the dicks that are going to get beat, three of us don't have dicks.
Four of us.
One might have half of one. I don't know what London has over there.
Do y'all got vagina?
Come on with that.
But me.
Damn, you got a vagina, London?
Me and myself are women.
London, oh my gosh. I'm a woman too. Oh my gosh.
Sweetie, I got mine done in Zimbabwe.
Oh, yeah.
That's why y'all so mad. I went down to Mexico.
Oh, child, well, that ain't really
working. Oh, you just mad you can't have your period.
What?
This shit. You know what? When he is gone, I'm coming back. I'm going to eat my food.
Don't go nowhere, Jason. Don't be mad because he said you don't get your period.
First of all, I still feel some kind of way because how are you just going to come back out the blue and you just going to sit at the table with us and we don't get no say at who sit at the table with us? I gave my vote to Trayvon. Why are you still here?
Because you always welcome at our house, even, bitch.
I should have my own room on Thursday so you haters could call in and try to talk to me or something.
Oh, shit. You know, calling in to talk to you, Stevie.
Ain't nobody calling you on no Thursday. Ain't nobody got time for that. What do you mean? People be working on Thursday nights. I mean, the club don't open until Friday or Saturday. I don't know who so you be going to.
Oh, yeah, you do live in the Carolina.
Oh, you live in New Jersey. Don't shit be over every night.
In order for you to be a cast member, you have to have topics. What would be your topic on Thursday?
Jerry Key.
Jason.
Well,
I'm going
to
wait a minute. How the hell am I going to be your topic?
No, hold on. Listen, my first topic will be Jason, and my second topic will be what's that bitch name that said my name?
Oh,
we don't know. It's a whole lot.
First
of
all, you're not going to keep calling my mother a bitch. You're not going to keep coming for my mother, London.
No,
okay?
He's talking about Maya. She's not a real lady.
Maya.
And
my Saturday topic will be
Saturday.
London.
We don't have no show on Saturday.
We don't have no
Thursday,
show on
Friday,
Thursday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, through Monday. This shit going to be on all fucking night. Like, I don't know why your room is not on all night anyways. I don't have shit else to do just to call your room and just...
So that's what it boils down to. He don't have nothing else to do. So
right.
we're his entertainment.
Trayvon, you keep saying that this is a room and this is a chat line. This is not. This is an actual blog.
Yes, I know,
right?
This is a
chat line. I said that.
Oh, God.
It's not fun making fun of him no more.
Yes,
it's not.
I have not laughed in a long time, but Trayvon has made me laugh.
I think somebody is feeding him information because this has to be an act.
No, this is dumb.
What do you mean? I'm the victim. Y'all are my victim.
I gotta put you on hold, Trayvon, because you're talking. He's not acting. I'm gonna tell you how he's not acting. The word that he is using, chastity. The fact that he's calling this a chat line, he probably is a chat line queen like Devin. And
yeah, Devin,
all she knows is calling in a number, pressing a certain button to talk, and she's really a nobody.
Then she would have been pressing 7 and not 1.
I told her to press 1 so we could all meet in the private room.
Bitch. We are not in a party
I have to hand it to her, though. She's pretty clever because she made her way on the panel tonight.
Okay.
Right. She makes her way on the panel every night.
Well, she makes her way on the panel every night. I mean, she's entertaining. I love it.
She is.
Right.
Jasmine, it's 619 in a queue because they said they keep pressing 1.
Oh, that's the heat on Rhea.
619-208, you're on the air.
That's Madea.
Hello, I'm back.
Oh, shit.
I'm back.
Oh, okay, hold on. Everybody get quiet.
Trayvon, you have a special caller that's calling in for you. Go ahead.
Oh, hello.
Honey, Miss Girl. Miss Girl. Let me tell you something, Miss Girl. For you to be calling into motherfucking chat line, honey, ain't no dick and ass on her for you, honey. We don't want all that. Where did you come from?
What do you want?
This thing.
What do you want,
baby? This is not the hookup site.
I know, right?
And you said you used to live on Rosa Park Boulevard. I bet you did live on Rosa Park Boulevard.
Yeah, 104 Rosa Park Boulevard.
Thank you.
Yes. What, I mean, what the fuck you want to do, track me?
I mean, what the
y'all,
fuck are you on the line for if you don't like nobody on the line, Miss Thing?
Oh, my gosh. I'm,
oh my God.
I'm not a celebrity. I'm not a celebrity or anything, but if you have something important to tell me,
Tracy.
I'm listening.
Tracy.
No, she caught that in first. I'm done.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello, Tracy. How you doing, Tracy? Girl.
What do you want?
Did you post your $2 back page ad today?
Oh, shit.
I don't understand.
Currently, you're on Metro PCS Cricket.
Is
all
everybody
that shit going
on?
I don't understand.
Is
everybody
on back page?
Can y'all please mute that bitch?
I seen her on back page last night.
I don't.
Which I need me a back page.
I don't understand what you're telling me or asking me or anything like that. But I don't have a back page.
Did you understand
like
shit?
Because,
you
know, I don't. Because,
you
because,
you
I'm, because I'm not a whore. I don't
15.
Sell. I don't sell my body on the internet to crazy.
Who having your
check?
Who having your
check? You probably.
Who having your check?
Is
your mama? Is it your dad and your brother and your sister? Who handle your sex? Who gets your sex on the first and the 15th? Because I'll be late.
Bitch, I wash 3 times a day. You can kiss my ass with that shit. That's what you can do. You can remove yourself from this room. Bitch,
I might catch stars, Miss Payne.
Like I said, you can remove yourself from this room or they can do it for you.
Bitch, I'll be the same. Either you're in or you're out. You are out.
Why? Miss Thing, she is the weakest link.
I really don't know who she's talking to. I mean, why is she so mad?
I'm talking to Tracy. That's who I'm talking to.
I gotta stop.
You got to stop because when I tell you this shit is funny as hell, like everybody else that goes at him is more upset than he is. The only person he upset with is London and Kelly. Bitch, the rest of these girls,
First off, I'm not upset with Kelly. I'm upset with Jason and London.
Oh, okay. Well,
So now you no longer
Kelly
upset with Kelly. You mad with me.
Yes.
Okay, well, you
I'm
can
mad
be...
with you because you posted my number on Facebook. Who does that?
You told
but
me
make,
to do
make
it.
Sure, make sure
I didn't
this
tell
this
you to do it. You did it on your own.
You
okay,
told me
on.
To do it.
Okay, hold on. We have another round. Someone else wants a part of you, Trayvon. And Rike, you're on the air.
All right, I don't want another part. I just have to say that his character is one of the most brilliant characters that's been on this show. Because he is so unbothered about things that he says the same thing.
You see?
It's motherfucking over. Whoever's putting him up to this, whoever's talking to him, it is motherfucking over. Because he is entertaining. Like, you just want to hear. Because he's giving, everybody's going at him. And they're absolutely right. Whoever talks to him, they're the one that gets upset. He
right,
is totally
I've been saying that, like everybody else is going at him, bitch, and they is like evil as hell.
Evil as hell.
He has J-Rock upset, bitch. He has J-Rock over that.
He is still on his motherfucking grind. He is still on his same shit. He's over London, he's over Jason, and he don't give a fuck about any of y'all.
Nobody else, bitch. He can care less about y'all.
Could care less. It's over. That's it, Jason. That's all. I'm just getting life off him.
Thank you.
So Trayvon, can we be friends? So Trayvon, you're mad with me. So you mad with me because I put your phone number in the room, but you told me to do it.
Thank you.
I didn't tell you to do it.
You did
not
tell me to do it.
He gave you belong to you, bitch. Thank
you
for calling in.
You did it on your own.
You did tell me to do it. You told me to do it. You know when you told me to do it?
You
told me to do it when you said call me.
The post. I never told you to do it. You did it on your own.
You did. You told me to do it, Trayvon.
I never
the same
you
way
you
gave your information
you
to London, the same way you gave your information
your
to my mother, London, you told me to do it. So I did what you asked
you
me to
do.
You
did it on your own. I
you
never
said,
told
right,
you
I did
do
it on my own because you told me to. You said you wanted friends, so I reached out and got you some friends. Now, I'm sure your phone has been ringing all day long. And when the show is over, your phone is going to continue to ring. So I got you the friends that you needed, because
like
apparently
I said,
living in the backwoods,
like I said, I
in the backwoods of North Carolina,
I mean,
you
I
don't
mean,
have
you
any
decided
friends.
By if
right.
If you thought by my actions, that's what you were supposed to do. You lost your motherfucking mind.
Okay,
like
so
said,
so
come,
me thinking that
if,
so so
if,
me trying
if,
to get friends
girl,
for you, I did the wrong
if,
thing.
If
so so basically, you're upset because I reached out and I got you friends.
And,
so I shouldn't have got you friends.
Let me get my room and stuff.
So basically, I shouldn't have got you friends. So you're telling me you didn't want friends.
I don't want you haters and faggots calling my
up. See, there you go. That's
oh,
where you just
shit.
That's where you just did, you just did it again. You just
I'm
first
sorry.
Of all, when
I'm
you
sorry.
When you use the word, well, I know you're sorry. I know that you're sorry because when you use the word faggot, when you use the word faggot, you're talking about yourself. So never forget that, okay, Trayvon? When you're calling one person a faggot, you're calling yourself a faggot too, okay?
You're tired, bitch. I will knock you in your mouth when you talk.
You gonna knock me in my what?
Shut the fuck up.
So why are you mad? So Trayvon, why are you mad? Why are you mad? Because it's see,
first,
now you want to talk about violence and knocking me in my mouth. Now you want to talk about violence and knocking me in my mouth. So now I'm getting under your skin. Okay. So I'm sorry, Trayvon. You know what? I'm not sorry that I put your number in the room.
I
will put your number in the room again, and I would tell people to continue to call you because you need a friend. So since you reached out for friendship, that's what I did for you. I got you friends. You said you were lonely and you wanted somebody to talk to because the only people in the house is you and that baby because your mother got that crack pipe and she stay in that room all night long just smoking. So I reached out and I got people to talk to you because we're only here till 3 o'clock. So after 3 o'clock, you don't have anybody else to talk to. So that's why your number is in the room. Now, if you don't want people to call you, I'll go back into that same room and say, please no longer call Trayvon because he no longer wants to reach out for friends because he just wants to be friends with me in London. I will do that for you because I don't like anyone mad with me. I don't like to be threatened. I want to be able to go to Gagawing and get fucked up on my Molly and get fucked up on my Patron and sit at the table with my family and cut up and act a fool and get up there and put my wig on and shake my purse at the Butch Queens. I want to be able to do all of that at Gagawing. I don't want to be at Gagawing and have to watch my back because Trayvon is going to beat me up with a baseball bat. I don't want to have to do that.
Shaking her purse.
I don't want to do that. I want to be able to shake my purse at the Femme Queens because I love the Femme Queens, Trayvon.
I still want to smoke some of that Trayvon, though.
So Mother Kelly says she's going to pay for you to come to Gagawing, and we're going to have a special hat, a white hat, and some gloves and some coloring books and some crayons at the London Tea Party table just for you, Trayvon. We're going to have all that just for you. You're going to be our special guest. Ballroom Throwbacks is going to take your picture. In fact, I'm even going to have a pumpkin filled with candy, Trayvon, for you.
And I don't love that other shit. We talking about Snickers. And
yes.
Baby Ruth shit. We talking about
gonna have a real trick or treat candy for you at Gagawing, Trayvon, because I want to be your friend.
Oh shit! Wait a minute. Oh my god.
If he does,
what?
Trayvon is born.
Yes.
He's no longer on the line.
Yes.
It took Jason to finally get rid of him. I was trying to get under his skin, but he was not bothered at fucking all. He was like, oh, whatever. I don't care. I want to talk to London. Who are you?
He thought that this little boy is really.
I'm going to tell y'all now. Next year she'll be as popular as London.
So, you better worry about your show tomorrow.
London, you got competition.
She ain't going to be over it, bitch.
Come on, somebody slow.
London, he said he should be the host.
Bitch, what I'm saying, this is the only time.
He said he will do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm. He's
ain't
pulling the Nicole, Nicola.
Now she going up, bitch, she going after Vicky Gotti, bitch. She going brown for
but
round.
But you know
bitch.
What?
She's
I like
the
about
ball reporting.
Trayvon is not giving anybody a chance. Because remember in the beginning, no shade towards you, London. But in the beginning, everybody was threatening to laugh you and bust you up when they met you and knew who you were. Trayvon is not giving nobody a chance to threaten her. She's threatening everybody in the beginning.
She let you know I'm out.
She said,
like,
I'm going to get you before you get
chance.
Me, bitch.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you a chance to threaten me. I'm going to beat you with a bat. I'm going to
see London. Miss London is a lady. She's a lady.
Come on, bat.
You better give it.
You better give it.
I never even heard
of
you.
Hater.
I said, well, what you going to do, dude? Just let me know.
What the hell is all that in the background?
Somebody
you know it ain't Jason, because there ain't no trade over there to munch your booty again.
What?
No, doctor.
Somebody breathing hard.
That's dead. Jason. Sandwiches.
I'm hanging down. What's more?
Champagne.
Over there eating bologna and cheese and ham with Swiss.
No, he's a sandwiches. It's nothing but sandwiches. y'all remember when Tiffany Flynn came on and said, champagne or Chardonnay?
Yes. That's who needs to call in here, Miss Corky.
Wait.
Wait, so is Naima still called Baby Oil?
Ooh.
No, they said mother.
Baby oil.
Mother.
They
ain't never been a baby oil as sauce.
There ain't never been an 8-ball as good as this.
No shit.
Oh.
Oh God.
Oh, tonight was a key.
Sure, I think this is the first time London has actually stayed on for damn near the entire show.
It was a key for the entire show.
No, not really. I'm sure that.
Can you always find a little
help? Enrique said he found a ticket for you, J-Rock.
Oh, shit.
He did? How much is it?
Press one, Enrique.
Is he going to pay for it?
Enrique pay for that ticket, honey. You giving
you
up some cake.
You do some things.
Okay. And press one, Enrique.
Okay.
Hey, what's up? I don't shake my purse, so that won't happen. But I did find an Expedia for $3.90, and somebody else found one for $3.75. I think Michi did.
Maybe y'all can keep that jazz sale for the Lord and that.
Oh, well.
Y'all think a bitch rich. Didn't y'all hear me say I just paid $700 the other week? God damn it.
Well, girl, you shouldn't be paying for the sex iron.
But didn't you help promote a ball? Did you get any money for the help for promotion? Or
what?
J-Rock is just so cheap. He's so cheap.
Y'all didn't see why I stayed up for Candy World, baby?
He had to pay for Kool-Aid.
That 20-piece.
Come on, chicken.
Greetings.
You better get on Greyhound or something.
Ooh, that's
oh, no, baby, it's no